As always, rendition of our national anthem from Las Vegas Ballpark. Here in downtown Summerlin, they always have the great anthem singers lined up to perform at this venue during the regular season and during the postseason. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us. And welcome to the 2022 AAA National Championship game. The Reno Ace is the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the Durham Bulls, the AAA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. And Durham won this the last time they got to this spot in the season in 2017. And the Aces going for their second AAA national title in franchise history. Color Guard has left the field, and let's get you started with tonight's starting lineups, or today's starting lineups. It'll be a great play with the shadows and the sun going at a 4:05 scheduled start. We're going to be later than that by a couple of minutes. But the sun and the shadows will come into play in this game, and it should be a great desert sunset as the champion is crowned. The starting nine for the Durham Bulls, the Bulls, the AAA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, as posted by their manager, Brady Williams. And again, Durham got to this point by clobbering Nashville last night, 13-0, to win the International League title. Leading off, the center fielder Josh Lowe, batting second, the left fielder Bly Madris. Hitting third, a first baseman Luke Raley, you might be familiar with. He played with Oklahoma City last season. The cleanup batter is catcher Rene Pinto, batting fifth. The shortstop Tristan Gray, hitting sixth. The designated hitter Ruben Cardenas, and rounding out the order for Durham, batting seventh, the right fielder Grant Witherspoon. Hitting eighth, the third baseman Jim Haley. And batting ninth, the second baseman Xavier Edwards. So again, for Durham, Lowe in center, Madris in left, Raley at first, Pinto, the catcher, Gray at short, Cardenas, the DH, Witherspoon in right, Haley at third, and Edwards at second. And by the way, it's Xavier, not Xavier, but Xavier Edwards, the ninth place hitter and the second baseman. The starting nine for the Reno Aces, the champions of the Pacific Coast League for the second time in franchise history, as posted by manager Gil Velasquez. And the Aces finished the regular season with a mark of 85-63. Leading off, the center fielder Alec Thomas. Batting second, the second baseman Giancarlo Cintron. Hitting third, playing right field Dominic Fletcher. The cleanup batter is designated hitter Leandro Cedeno. Batting fifth, left fielder Dominic Canzone. Hitting sixth, the shortstop Blaze Alexander. And rounding out the Reno order, hitting seventh at first base, Seth Beer. Batting eighth and catching, Jose Herrera. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Camden Duzenac. Again, for the Aces, it'll go Thomas in center, Cintron at second, Fletcher in right, Cedeno, the DH, Canzone in left, Alexander, the shortstop, Beer at first, Herrera catching, and Duzenac at third. It'll be Taj Bradley on the mound for the Bulls, and we'll talk more about him when he toes the slab in the bottom of the first inning. But on the mound for the Aces, it is Danny Olivero, and this is going to be a whole staff day. Pretty much everybody available except Brandon Fott, as Fott obviously started on the Friday night of the championship game. But pretty much all hands on deck type situation for the Aces. So for a guy like Olivero, he will be on a short leash, and that's just because they can today, because they have all the arms available. This is an all-in moment. As again, there's no baseball left after this. The right-hander Olivero for the Aces, who has yet to take the mound, by the way. They did the introductions, they did the anthem, then they did the meeting at home plate, and now the Aces will come out and take the field. And Olivero, as I mentioned, climbed the ladder this year, started his season at Hillsboro, and with the high A club, the Hops, he went 0-1 in three starts and had a 2.60 ERA in 17 and a third innings. Then spent most of the season with Double-A Amarillo. And with Amarillo, he made 20 starts. He went 2-9 with a 6.19 ERA. And with the Aces, he is making his sixth start. And this season, in five starts with Reno, 2-1 with a 3.81 ERA in 28 and a third innings. And Olivero has given up just over a hit an inning. 30 hits allowed in 28 and a third, 14 strikeouts, 10 walks. But it seems even when Danny gets into a trouble spot, he's able to hang in there and work around it. So despite some hits allowed, Olivero has really kept damage to a minimum, and he's had a nice run to this point in AAA. His last outing was versus Tacoma on the 27th, and he went five scoreless innings. He gave up five hits, he walked two, and he struck out three. So he's coming off of a great outing versus Tacoma in that three-game series at Greater Nevada Field. The Aces obviously have had a lot of success at this ballpark. Reno 15-4 this year at Las Vegas Ballpark. And if there's a place other than Greater Nevada Field the Aces would want to play this game, it's here. Not sure if this is going to be an every year thing, if they're going to host a tournament here in Vegas every year, but it's been a great time. And obviously it's a venue that is set up nicely for this. It's a first class ballpark, and you have the resort right across the way, so everybody can kind of come and go, and perfect for entertaining. Olivero is about through his warm-ups, and he is getting ready to face Josh Lowe to begin our ballgame today. Our home plate umpire, Chris Marco. Up the first baseline, Jose Matamoros. Reed Bassner is the umpire at second, and at third base, Matt Brown. So Josh Lowe in from the left side, and we are set to go. Lowe batting 315 on the season. The first pitch of the 2022 AAA National Championship game is at 4:11 p.m. Pacific time, and the pitch misses for ball one. The game time temperature, 88 degrees. That's about the high for today, as that swung on and fouled back, and the count even at one ball and one strike to Josh Lowe. Blue skies overhead. There are some puffs of clouds off in the horizon. There was a monsoon warning that came through a little bit earlier today, but I think we're okay. Of course, those could be very concentrated storms. A swing, a little tap into the first base side. Olivero lunging to his left will field it and then take it himself. One unassisted, his momentum taking him right to the first base bag, and that is how our ball game begins today. One away, and Bly Madris will come up next. Madris batting 317 in 10 games with Durham. Madris, four home runs and 15 runs batted in. He has been very good since arriving with the Durham Bulls. Olivero into his motion and the pitch, and a swing and a foul back, and it's nothing and one. The Aces wearing their traditional home whites, white pants, white tops. Aces written in blue cursive script, trimmed in red across the chest, a red number on the lower left front of the jersey, a blue number trimmed in red on the back of the white jersey, the last name of each Aces player in blue letters above the number on the back of the jersey, as that pitch is down and in, and it's one and one. The Aces have their blue caps, the white letter A with the red diamond inside on the front of the ball cap. One ball and one strike to Bly Madris. And the pitch is off the outside, just wide, and it's 2-1. The Bulls are wearing their iconic traveling grays, gray pants and tops, just like from the movie Bull Durham. They have a blue and orange ring at the lower short sleeve, the letter D with the bull jumping through it on the left front of the jersey as that pitch is outside. And it's 3-1. A blue number trimmed in orange on the back of that jersey. And the Bulls have their blue cap with the primary logo, the D with the bull jumping through it on the front of the ball cap. That swung on and missed. Olivero came at him with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And a full count, three balls, two strikes, one out, base is clear, just underway, top of the first inning in this championship game. Three to the right of second. Three balls and two strikes, a payoff pitch coming from Daney, and it is swung on and looped towards shallow right, and that'll fall in front of Dominic Fletcher for a base hit, and Bly Madris continues his hot hitting for the Bulls, and he becomes the first base runner of our ballgame. And Luke Raley comes up next. The Aces defensively, the outfield left to right, Dominic Canzone, Alec Thomas, and Dominic Fletcher. The infield third to first around the horn, Camden Duzenac, Blaze Alexander, Giancarlo Cintron, and Seth Beer. Jose Herrera behind the dish. And on the mound, the aforementioned right-hander, Danny Olivero. Out of the Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo. And a pitch is taken upstairs, ball one, by Luke Rayleigh. Rayleigh, who we saw last season with Oklahoma City. Now part of the Rays chain, and Rayleigh played in 63 games with the Bulls at 300. A swing and a chopper to the right side. To his backhand goes Cintron. Shovels to second for one. Throw to first is not in time, as that was Duzenac firing to first base. Blaze Alexander was pursuing that, so Duzenac, the guy that went to cover second, and Duzenac had the throw to first. They did all they could to get the double play, but a slow developing play, and they'll take the fielder's choice and cut down the lead runner, Madris. And the fielder's choice goes 4-5. And with two away and Luke Rayleigh at first base, Rene Pinto, who has at least one hit in 15 of his last 17 games. Pinto in from the right side. And he hit .266 in 73 games during the regular season. He swings and loops that one foul into the seats deep down the right field line. 14 home runs, 54 runs batted in 73 games for Rene Pinto. The 0-1 is swung on and lined toward left center field. That's going to be trouble. That's into the gap, and it one hops the fence. Pursuing it is Thomas. Hitting third base is Rayleigh. Rayleigh is halfway home, and there'll be no relay. And it's an RBI double for Rene Pinto, and the Durham Bulls take a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first. That was right into the gap. No doubt where that one was going to go. And it didn't matter with two outs. Rayleigh was off on contact, so it's not like he had to get a read on it. He was off on contact from first base and scored with ease without even a relay home. So that is how the ice is broken here today. It's an intriguing game today. It's like, who has the advantage here? The Aces have a day of rest, but Durham has the momentum off a 13-0 win yesterday over a terrific Nashville team. The pitch is swung on and lifted to straightaway center field. Thomas patrols, angled back to his right, and he makes the catch that ends the inning. But Durham opens the scoring. They get one run on two hits. There were no Aces errors, and one man was left stranded. So we're through half an inning. It's the Durham Bulls 1 and the Reno Aces coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, when Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea.
The Durham Bulls have the first run of this game. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Durham 1 and Reno. Coming up is Alec Thomas takes a called strike from Taj Bradley, and it's 0-1 to Thomas, to be followed by Giancarlo Cintron and Dominic Fletcher. Thomas in from the left side, and a pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back to our left, out of play. And it's nothing and two. Thomas had two hits in the PCL title game on Friday. He went 2-for-4 officially. Also drew a walk. He reached base 3 of the 5 times that he came up. And the pitch coming, and it swung on and lashed to left field. And on a line, that's going to drop in for a hit. Toward the line to cut it off is Madris, and he will throw it into second base. And Thomas wisely holds after an aggressive turnaround first. And that's a start for the Aces there on a 2-strike pitch. Alec Thomas going the opposite way and giving Reno a base runner to begin this bottom of the first inning. The outfield left to right for Durham, Bly Madris, Josh Lowe, and Grant Witherspoon. The infield third to first, Jim Haley, Tristan Gray, Xavier Edwards, and Luke Raley. Rene Pinto behind the dish, and their top prospect, Taj Bradley, on the mound. Bradley, the Rays' top prospect, according to Baseball America and MLB.com, as the pitch is going to miss a bit high, ball one, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And Bradley features a fastball, curveball, cutter, and a change. Cintron, a right-handed bat, will swing and pop this one up on the infield. It's a tough sun as the shortstop will handle it. Tristan Gray right next to the second base bag. He makes the catch. And that is out number one. The sun shadow line is right now cutting just in front of the pitcher's mound. So the hitter is in the deep shadows. The pitcher is in bright sun. And Taj Bradley is casting a shadow out toward the second base side of the infield. Two on either side of second. The shortstop, Gray, shaded toward the middle for the left-handed hitting Dominic Fletcher. And a pitch. And it is up high and outside, ball one. Fletcher third in the PCL in batting average. 301 his season-ending average. And Fletcher in 101 games at 301 with 5 homers and 38 runs batted in. He had a clutch 2-out hit. RBI single in the 6th inning on Friday night versus El Paso. And the 1-0 is taken for a strike on the inside corner, and it's 1-1. And now they're going to challenge. I was just about to say, keep in mind we have the challenge system, not ABS. So Fletcher has challenged this and thinks it was a ball. The animation comes up on the board, and we find that it was a ball. High. So Fletcher challenges, and because he won the challenge, the Aces still have 3 challenges remaining. Again, home plate umpire is calling the balls and strikes. It's not ABS. The challenge has to be initiated by a player, not the bench. Here's the 2-0, and it's low and inside. 3 balls and no strikes. And the Aces are familiar with this because we used it last week when we were here in Vegas to close out the road portion of the regular season. And now Pinto, the catcher, is going to go out and try and get Taj Bradley recalibrated here. Bradley this season had made 12 starts with Durham, 4-3 with a 3.66 ERA. And he was near unhittable when he was at AA Montgomery. He went 3-1 and fashioned a 1.70 ERA with Montgomery before he got promoted. 88 strikeouts, just 18 walks in 74 and a third innings. And he's kind of like Brandon Fott as far as the numbers. He gets a lot of swing and miss. He stays in the zone. Here's the 3-0, and it is up high, ball four, so Fletcher walks. And the Aces have 2 on with 1 out, and Leandro Cedeno coming up. Cedeno in 14 games with Reno, .291 his average, 2 homers and 10 runs batted in for the 30 home run hitter with Amarillo. The center fielder Lowe is slightly towards right. And the second baseman Xavier Edwards is shaded toward the middle for the right-handed hitting Cedeno. And the pitch is on the outside corner for a strike and nothing in one. Cedeno, that hulking 290-pound presence in the batter's box. And he faces the infield in his stance a little bit. Almost daring the pitcher to throw him something. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a miss. And that time, Bradley threw him a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and Cedeno is tardy, and it's nothing in two. Dominic Canzone is on deck. Durham 1, Reno nothing in the bottom of the first inning of this 2022 AAA National Championship. The 0-2, and a check swing on a pitch in the dirt, and he went around. They appealed to Jose Matamoros, the home plate, the first base umpire. And it was clear to see up here that Cedeno went, so Cedeno down on strikes. That was a slider in the dirt and could not hold up there. So that's the first strikeout for Taj Gibson. And now Dominic Canzone. Gibson drafted by the Rays, or Bradley, I beg your pardon, Taj Bradley. The pitch on the way, and it is a strike on the inside corner. Drafted by the Rays in the fifth round of the 2018 draft out of high school, Reedon High School in Georgia. And he has really blossomed into an elite prospect for Tampa Bay. Nothing in one to Dominic Canzone with runners at first and second and two outs. Here's the pitch, and it is inside, and it's 1-1. This is an intriguing matchup here. You have a guy who lives in the zone in Bradley and has explosive stuff against a guy in the batter's box in Canzone who just hits ropes all the time. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch, and Canzone swings and pops this up. Third base foul territory. Haley moving to his right. He'll have room behind the third base coach's box, and he'll make the catch. That ends the inning. So the Aces put two on, but cannot score in that bottom half of the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left stranded. We're through one inning in Las Vegas. It's the Bulls 1, the Aces nothing. The 2022 AAA National Championship game is on the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy." Or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be a original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
Ruben Cardenas will lead off for the Bulls as we go to the top of the second inning in this AAA championship. And Durham with a 1-0 lead. And Danny Olivero is back out there. Had to get the on-field promotion stuff off the field down the right field line before we could begin this inning. So Cardenas is in from the right side. And a pitch from Olivero is taken for a strike, and it's nothing in one. One run, two hits for the Bulls, no runs, one hit for the Aces. And through one inning, neither team has committed an error. The pitch is swung on and tapped up the third base side, but foul, and it's nothing in two. Cardenas batting 208 in 82 games. 16 home runs and 41 runs batted in, so he's a guy that brings mostly power, hitting 208, but with those 16 homers, so a guy that can definitely run into one. Here's the 0-2, and it's swung on and popped up first base slash right field foul territory. He'll bend into the seats and get out of play. No balls, two strikes to Cardenas. He'll be followed by Grant Witherspoon and Jim Haley. The second baseman, Cintron, shaded toward the middle, and here's the 0-2. And a swing and a liner to right, a base hit. Opposite field single for Cardenas on an 0-2 pitch. So a two-strike mistake made there by Danny Oliveira left that one in the zone a little too much. And Grant Witherspoon is coming up next. Those shadows are now eclipsing the front slope of the pitcher's mound, but Olivero's entire body is still in the bright sun, and it is a sharp contrast. There is no filter on this sun today. Sun is very bright. The shadows are very deep, so tough on the hitters for the moment. And here's the pitch on the way, and it is a backdoor pitch that just misses. Witherspoon batting 241 in 66 games with Durham this season. 10 home runs and 28 runs batted in. Olivero delivers, and it is in tight. And two balls and no strikes. A nice contingent of Aces fans have made the trip here from Northern Nevada. And there are a lot more fans filing in than it looked like there might be maybe about 30 minutes or so ago. So they've had a nice crowd file in here for a neutral site game for these teams that swung on and missed. And it's 2-1. Good backdoor pitch from Olivero. And I think that time Witherspoon was trying to cheat and ambush a fastball, and Olivero threw him an off-speed pitch away. Like maybe a backdoor cutter there. 2-1. The pitch and a swing and a miss. And that one cutting in on the hands. And a big swing and a miss by Witherspoon. And a count even at two balls and two strikes. Witherspoon also began the season with the AA club in Montgomery. Hit 294. At seven homers, 33 runs batted in with Montgomery. Two balls and two strikes, and the pitch is off the outside and a full count to Witherspoon. This becomes a big pitch here for Danny. If he were to lose Witherspoon, it'd be two on and nobody out. So this could be a fork in the road type pitch here for this inning, and who knows, maybe the contest. 3-2, and it's up and away, ball four. And I see the Aces bullpen starting to stir. Again, it's all hands on deck besides Brandon Fott today. Probably won't see Tyler Holton, but if you needed Holton for a batter or two, maybe he's available with the day off yesterday. So Jim Haley now in from the right side. Durham has two on with nobody out. The outfield straight away. A balanced infield, and the pitch from Olivero is swung on and missed. 91 on the fastball. And a big swing and a miss by Haley. Haley hit 231 in 112 games for the Bulls. 18 homers, 47 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1. And it's off the outside and backhanded by Herrera. And it's one ball and one strike. Durham was in a neck-and-neck race with Scranton Wilkes-Barre. And that's another reason why they might have a ton of momentum coming into this. They had to fight for their lives to get into this thing. And they won five in a row to close out the regular season. I know the Aces won six in a row, but Reno had already clinched. Aces have clinched for a while, and Durham clinched just the other day. Here's the 1-1. And it is off the outside, and it's 2-1. And oftentimes it's those teams that are more on edge that might have an advantage coming into this, a game like this. So now we have a challenge here. That pitch was called a ball, and the Aces are challenging, and that pitch is strike. So it hit the bottom portion of the zone. About half of that baseball touched the bottom of the 3D strike zone. So instead of 2-1, it's 1-2, and that's a great challenge. I'm not sure who initiated, if it was Olivero or the catcher Herrera. One ball and two strikes. And a pitch is strike three called on the outside corner, an 89-mile-an-hour pitch. And Haley is rung up, and that is a huge strikeout for Danny Olivero as he tries to get a foothold here in this second inning. Two on, now one out, and Xavier Edwards coming up next. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your great friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? Edwards batting 246 in 93 games, 5 homers, 33 runs batted in for Durham. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a fly ball that is lifted well to left center field. Canzone and Thomas going back. They turn, and it's off the top of the wall. And now the runners are coming in tandem, and coming home to score is Cardenas. Holding at third is Witherspoon. That ball hit off the very top of the wall, and it caromed back off of the yellow line. that was inches away from being a three-run homer. Wow, right off of the yellow on the padding of the wall. So Xavier Edwards, the ninth place hitter with an RBI double, and Durham makes it a 2-0 advantage. And if you're the Aces, you don't want to get too far behind here because you have the ace on the other side, Taj Bradley, and Herrera had just gone out to chat with Olivero. I didn't see who it is. I think it's Blake Rogers in the bullpen. But he has not been loosening for long. And now Olivero sets with runners at second and third. And one out, and the pitch is up high, ball one. So again, for Xavier Edwards, an RBI double that scored Cardenas. And it's Witherspoon at third and Edwards at second, and the Aces do have the infield drawn in. The 1-0 is swung on and missed. 92 on the heater. And it's 1-1. Edwin Uceta is now going to be throwing in the pen. I saw Rogers there, but Uceta is now the guy that's going to be throwing. Here's the pitch. And it's off the outside. And two balls and a strike. And if you're the Aces, you can't get Uceta ready fast enough here. Again, the infield is in for Josh Lowe in from the left side, and the pitch is swung on and lifted foul out of play to the left, and it's now 2-2. The Sun's shadow line now cutting the pitcher's mound at the rubber. The third baseman, Duzenac, has been eclipsed by the shadows, and there are the other three infielders in the sun. And again, with the infield in, and a 2-2 pitch coming to Lowe, and Olivero could really use a strikeout. It's on the way, and a swing and a tapper past the mound. It's going to be taken by Blaze Alexander. He looks both runners back and then throws to first as his sunglasses came off his head. Alexander still got that ball to first base, and the Bulls do not get a run in. That was put in play, just tapped weakly past the mound, and Alexander on the infield grass in front of second base had the presence of mind to look everybody back. He actually had the runner at second, Edwards, decently off the bag, but there was nobody covering. So Alexander just taking the sure out at first, and that is fine. Aces needed an unproductive out there, and they get it. And they would be elated if Olivero can get out of this inning, having allowed just the one run as that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing in one to Bly Madris, who singled his only other time up. Madris is a local product. He's from Vegas. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a foul at home plate, and Madris got that off his foot. No balls and two strikes. Split this season, as I mentioned earlier, between Indianapolis, the AAA club of the Pirates, and he's had time with the Pittsburgh Pirates. He had 294 overall over those stops. Seven homers, 34 runs batted in, 71 games with the Indianapolis before joining Durham. No balls and two strikes to Bly Madris. Second and third with two outs, 2-0 Durham. And here's the pitch. And it is just off the outside. That was close. 92 on the fastball. Again, Madris 1-for-1. He's singled to right, his only other time up. And he's batting for the second time in as many innings. This will be the 38th pitch thrown by Danny Olivero. And it's on the way. And it is off the outside, and it's 2-2. Luke Raley, who is a very dangerous hitter, is on deck. And I could about guarantee you that if Madris were to reach base here in any way, this would be the end of the line for Danny Olivero. This is probably his last hitter either way. Two balls and two strikes. The kick and the pitch. And it's low and inside, and now a full count. Two to nothing Durham, and this obviously a huge pitch. Every pitch is big in these win-or-go-home games. Of course, both teams going home, but one will go home a champion. But then these single elimination games, every pitch is high leverage. A 3-2 is swung on, bounce toward first, up the line, a fair ball, and it's off the diving try of Beard into foul territory, and two runs will score. Into second base goes Madris, and he'll have a double as Seth Beard, back of the first base bag, went diving to his left, and the ball kicked off his glove and went up into right field foul territory. And Bly Madris, with a two-out, two-run double, is 2-for-2. Durham has a 4-0 lead, and Gil Velasquez has a walk to the mound to bait. So Witherspoon and Edwards both score. Durham picking up right where they left off yesterday after their 13-0 win over Nashville. They have a 4-0 lead here in the second. And that'll do it for Danny Olivero. And this will be a call to the bullpen. And Edwin Uceta will come in for the Aces. He'll inherit a runner at second base, Madris, and two outs. The Bulls 4 and the Aces nothing. The 2022 AAA National Championship game is on the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Edwin Uceta, the new pitcher for the Aces. This is a call to the bullpen in the second inning. And not unexpected, we knew Danny Olivero would have a short leash, but Olivero allowing four runs in an inning and two-thirds, and he was a strike away from getting out, having allowed just one run in this inning, but a two-out, two-run double with two strikes off the bat of Bly Madris, and off the diving try of Seth Beer's glove has given Durham a 4-0 lead, and Uceta kicks and delivers, and his pitch is off the outside, ball one to Luke Raley, who's batting with Bly Madris at second base and two outs. Raley reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning, and he would eventually come around and score the first run of the game. 4-0 Durham. The stretch and a pitch and a swing and a foul back off to our left. One ball and one strike. Uceta made 28 appearances for the Aces during the regular season. Five starts. 1-1 is up and away, and it's 2-1. Edwin, 6-1, a 4.86 ERA. 50 innings this season, allowed 27 earned runs on 35 hits, 30 walks, and 70 strikeouts. So a lot of strikeouts for Uceta. You're looking for any old out here. It doesn't have to be a K. Two outs gets him out of the inning. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, and it's 3-1. Madris at second base. And Olivero issued one walk. It was earlier this inning to Witherspoon. One walk, one strikeout for Olivero in his inning and two-thirds. The pitch. And a swing and a miss. Uceta with an 86-mile-an-hour pitch. And a full count to Luke Raley. Three balls and two strikes. And now time called, and Herrera is going to burn a mound visit here. Luke Raley was acquired by the Dodgers. I mentioned we saw him last year in Oklahoma City. He was acquired by the Dodgers along with Bruce Dark Gratterall and a competitive balance round B selection from the Twins on February 10th, 2020, right before the pandemic. That was an exchange for Kenta Maeda, Jair Camargo, and cash considerations. Last year with Oklahoma City, Raley had 19 homers, 69 runs batted in 72 games. So, again, a dangerous hitter. Three balls, two strikes. Three to the right of second in the shift. The outfield straight away. And the pitch is a breaking ball that misses low. So Reno still in the throes of this laborious top of the second inning. It's the eighth man coming up, Rene Pinto.
Number six.
Pinto in from the right side, hit 266 during the regular season, and the pitch swung on and missed, 94 on that heater, and it's nothing in one. Still plenty of ball game left, but the Aces need to stop the bleeding right here. Remember, they're facing an ace on the other side in Taj Bradley, who's had a lot of rests between innings after he worked to that bottom of the first inning and stranded two runners. The 0-1 is up and away, 95, and it's one ball and one strike. The third baseman, Duzenac, midway between the infield and outfield grass. And now Duzenac backpedals a step or two. Shadows have now eclipsed the entire body of Olivero, and a time is called. So no longer is the hitter seeing the ball coming from the sun into the shadows, as both the pitcher and the hitter are in the shade. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a sharp ground ball foul through the third base coach's box. One ball and two strikes. I mentioned Durham, the AAA national champions a year ago, but the game was not played. They just had the best overall record. There was no playoff last year, remember. They just crowned champions in the leagues, and the best overall record was crowned the AAA national champion. So the last time this game was played was in 2019, and the Rivercats won it. And Caleb Berriger was the MVP in that game. He started that game. He's, of course, now in the Aces. That swung on and missed, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. So Uceta walks his first batter, but then gets Pinto to strike out swinging to end the inning. But Durham sends eight to the plate. The Bulls get three runs on three hits. And there were no Aces errors and two men left stranded. We go to the bottom of the second in Vegas. It's the Durham Bulls 4, the Reno Aces nothing. The 2022 AAA National Championship game is on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything, or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We'll be right back.
4-0 Durham as we go to the bottom of the second inning in this AAA National Championship game. Zach Bay-Ruby, glad to have you with us on the Aces Digital Network. And the Aces have a four-run deficit as they come up in the bottom of the second, and that pitch up and away to Blaze Alexander from Taj Bradley. And it was motion Bradley, and the 1-0 pitch is off the outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Alexander, on Friday night, did not have a hit, but he reached base twice. He was hit by a pitch and scored. He also reached on an error committed by the center fielder, Thomas Malone of the Chihuahuas. 2-0 is up and outside, and it's three balls and no strikes. Alexander struck out twice, actually three times, and now we have a challenge. A.J. Grimm thinks it was a strike. It was not. A.J. would have lost the challenge. Aces social media off to my left. So the Bulls lose a challenge there. They only have two left. Here's a 3-0. And it is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1. Again, Alexander struck out three times. Officially, he went 0-4 on Friday, but he did reach twice. And it did score once. The pitch, and a swing and a miss. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball and a big rip taken by Blaze. And a full count. Second baseman is shaded toward the middle. That's Xavier Edwards. And a 3-2 is swung on and fouled off to the right. That one at 96. Beautiful day here in Las Vegas. Again, a high is 89 today. That's about where we are right now. Light, light breeze pushing out towards right. 3-2. And a swing and a pop-up. This is first base side. Raley can't see it. He's blinded by the sun. Edwards is coming over toward the line, and he missed it. Alexander never stopped running. Now he dives into second, and he's saved. So the Las Vegas Sun helps the Aces get a leadoff double here in the second inning. Raley never saw it. He was about even with the bag and had no idea where that ball was. And Edwards went jumping with his back to the infield, headed toward the right field line, and could not come up with it. So the Aces catch a big break on what should have been out number one. It's a leadoff double for Blaze Alexander. And here come the Aces fans. I mentioned there's a great contingent here from Reno. And maybe that will get the fans from Northern Nevada fired up as Bieran from the left side. And here's the pitch, and Beer takes up high, ball one. Seth hit 242 in 90 games during the regular season, 14 homers, 62 ribbies. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a miss. 88 on that pitch from Bradley. Again, fastball, curveball, cutter change for Bradley. We see him top out at about 95, 96. One ball and one strike to Beer. At second base is Alexander after a sun ball double. Here's the 1-1, and Beer swings and fouls it back. That was 97. One ball, two strikes to Seth. Get the sense that Reno, as now Pinto, the catcher, is going to go to the mound. You get the sense that Reno just needs to chip away here a little bit in the early going. And they feel much more at ease here. And they're still conferencing out on the mound. I think it's the shortstop, Tristan Gray, who's joined them indeed. Now the home plate umpire out there, Chris Marco, and he dissolves the meeting on the mound. Taj Bradley ranking as the number 18 overall prospect in baseball. MLB.com ranks him as the 33rd overall prospect. Both publications rank him as the top prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays system. Looks like he has excellent stuff. Obviously, our first time seeing him. There's the 1-2. And a swing and a line drive left field. This is toward the line, and this is slicing foul. Just a little bit too much there for Seth Beer on the slice. Hit off the sidewall of the stands that jut out down the left field line. And had that one stayed fair, obviously it would have been a run and a double for Seth. One ball and two strikes. Jose Herrera is on deck. Outfield is straight up, three to the right of second. Here's the 1-2, and Beer takes strike three called on the inside. That was a breaking ball, and Seth wants to challenge.
We have a challenge on the field. The previous pitch has been challenged.
So let's see, obviously, if it is overturned, the at-bat's still alive. If the call on the field stands, then Beer strikes out looking. The animation is up, ball's traveling in, and it was a strike right on the inside corner. It looked like one from up here. So the Aces have lost a challenge now, so each team down to two challenges. That's a second strikeout for Taj Bradley. And now Jose Herrera in from the left side. The outfield straight away. Alexander at second base. And Bradley, a belt high pause, and the pitch on the way is up and away. 97, ball one to Jose Herrera. Herrera, who has spent the bulk of this season in the big leagues, played in 26 games with the Aces down the stretch. He joined the team on that long road trip. We were in Vegas and Albuquerque. That's when Jose joined in early August. The 1-0 is swung on and fouled back, a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's even at 1-1. Herrera hit .341 in 26 games with the Aces, two homers and 14 runs batted in. Pitch is low and inside, and it's 2-1. So good count here for Jose. Two balls and one strike. A runner at second base and one out. 4-0 Durham. You're in the bottom of the second, and a pitch. And Jose takes low and in, and it's 3-1. Well, one thing we know about the Aces this season, they never give away at bats, and they always just grind. And the Aces are going to need to keep grinding here because Bradley's only at 31 pitches, and he's thrown 18 of them for strikes. But this is a deep count here. Three-ball count worked by Herrera. He's ahead 3-1, so he can pick his pitch here, and now Bradley will step off. Shortstop Gray is shaded toward the middle. Third baseman Haley is well off the line, midway between the infield and outfield grass. And the 3-1 is swung on and lined to left center field. That's looping and getting in there for a base hit. Alexander around third. He'll score on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Jose Herrera loops it the opposite way, and the Aces are on the board in this championship game. It's Durham 4 and Reno 1. Herrera just opened up and sent it the other way, and that is a huge moment in this game for Reno. And if the Aces are able to come back and erase this deficit, which is not monumental by any means, but against a pitcher like Bradley, it's a big deficit. If they are able to come back and erase it, that RBI single by Herrera will be the line of demarcation of the turnaround. The pitch is off the outside. Duzenac showing bunt, pulled back, and takes a ball. They appealed the bunt if he kept it on too long, and Jose Matamoros, the first base umpire, giving the safe signal. Duzenac, Mr. Super Utility, played all nine positions this past Monday in one game at Greater Nevada Field, played all nine positions throughout the course of the season. The pitch swung on and popped up back to our right and out of play, and it's 1-1. And Duzenac is an excellent hitter in the nine spot. He had .261 in 95 games this season for Reno. 13 homers and 55 runs batted in. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a foul back, and it's now 1-2. Ball, two strikes. Herrera at first base, and the pitch to Duzenac is low and away, and it's even at 2-2. Two Two balls, two strikes. The second baseman, Edwards, shaded toward the middle. The outfield straight away, and the 2-2 is swung on and missed. 88 on that pitch, down and in to Duzenac. So two strikeouts in the inning for Bradley, three for the outing to this point, and now with two away, back to the top of the order, and Alec Thomas. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER and head for Rock Express, the region's only physician staffed orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit renoortho.com. Pitch is in tight, ball one to Alec Thomas. Thomas singled his only other time up. He's batting for the second time in as many innings. One ball and no strikes. And a pitch and a swing and a foul ball at the plate. And it's 1-1. Durham 4, Reno 1. Zach Beirute, so glad to have you with us on the Aces Digital Network. The Durham Bulls, the AAA affiliate of the Rays, the champions of the International League. The Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Diamondbacks, and champions of the Pacific Coast League. One ball and one strike to Alec Thomas. The kick and the pitch, and it is low and in. And it's 2-1 to AT. John Carlos Cintron is on deck. We'll see if JC gets a chance to come up here in the second or if he'll have to wait till the third with two outs in the inning. And again, Durham leading Reno 4-1. Bradley off the first base side of the slab. He's now at 40 pitches, so the Aces have grinded him pretty well here. 40 pitches now in the second. Here's the 2-1, and it is a strike. 95, and it's 2-2. And I'll tell you what, Taj Bradley's stuff looks as explosive as advertised. And he was not throwing this hard right out of high school when he was drafted, but the velocity kind of came a little bit later. Here's the 2-2, and it is swung on and lifted to deep right. Going back is Witherspoon. He's at the track, jumps at the wall, and it is gone! It's a two-run homer for Alec Thomas. With two outs and two strikes, and Alec Thomas clutches ever. Gets the Aces to within a run. And just what the doctor ordered for Reno. And that ball was lost in the sun, both for us and for Grant Witherspoon, the right fielder. He jumped at the wall, and it was like an optical illusion. Couldn't tell if he caught it or if the ball landed in the bullpen, and it was the latter. What a swing by Thomas, and the Aces are right back in this thing. It's now 4-3. And the pitch is outside to Giancarlo Cintron. That was huge. There's the 1-0, and it is off the outside, up and away. Two balls and no strikes. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have a ball game here in Vegas. There's the 2-0, and it is a strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Into his motion is Bradley in the 2-1, and Cintron takes up and away, and it's 3-1. And also the other residual of that home run, this inning wears on for Taj Bradley. This is now the sixth man he's had to face this inning. And if you're the Aces, you would love to get that pitch count up. Right now, 47th pitch on the way, 3-1. And it is outside, ball four, and now Bradley is visibly upset. So Bradley's body language suggesting a lot of frustration there after walking Giancarlo Cintron. And now Dominic Fletcher. And again, these Aces hitters will do that to you. They are pesky as they come. And Brian Reith, the pitching coach, will come out. And a chat here with Taj Bradley. Durham 4, Reno 3. Here in the bottom of the second inning. This is a three-run frame for the Aces. Alec Thomas, a two-run homer. Just a few moments ago, and then Giancarlo Cintron drawing a walk. And now Fletcher, who drew a walk his only other time up. And now you start thinking about the inning pitch count. I'm not sure where Bradley started this inning in terms of his pitch count, but they usually don't want guys to throw more than 30, 35 pitches in an inning. And Taj Bradley has to be approaching that area. So Fletcher in from the left side. And here's the pitch. And Fletcher takes a strike right down the middle. Center cut at 93. And it's nothing and one. Four runs, five hits for the Bulls. Three runs, four hits for the Aces. Neither team has committed an error. The 0-1. And a swing and a chop to the right side. It's going to be taken on the second bounce by a backpedaling Edwards. And the second baseman at the rim of the outfield grass throws to first to get Fletcher and end the inning. But the Aces are right back in this, courtesy of Alec Thomas, a two-out, two-run homer, the centerpiece of a three-run inning. Three runs, three hits. There were no Durham errors, and one man left stranded. And we go now to the top of the third. The Durham Bulls 4, the Reno Aces 3. The 2022 AAA National Championship game is on the Aces Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of.
Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this!
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night's stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Edwin Uceta, the right-hander, to start the top of the third inning, and that pitch is low and inside. Ball one to Tristan Gray. Gray to be followed by Ruben Cardenas and Grant Witherspoon in a 4-3 game, Durham 4, Reno 3. And what a big response by the Aces in the second. A swing and a two-hopper to first. Beer stumbles as he gloves it, kind of an in-between hop, but all's well that ends well, and Seth able to get to his feet and take it easily to the bag at that point. Three unassisted. And there's one away, and Ruben Cardenas coming up next. Cardenas 1-for-1. He singled and scored as part of that second inning. And he sparked that three-run second inning. Danny Olivero, an inning in 2/3. And Olivero allowed 4 runs. They were all earned on 5 hits. He walked one and struck out one. And the pitch swung on and missed. And it's nothing and one. And again, Edwin Uceta came in. And he walked the first batter that he faced, Luke Raley. Former teammate of his, I should say, with Oklahoma City last year, and they struck out Rene Pinto. There's the 0-1, and it is swung on and pulled foul, third base side. And now nothing in two to Cardenas. With Grant Witherspoon waiting on deck. Here's the 0-2, and it is outside. 1-2. Grant Witherspoon. It's a tough one to say 5 times fast, especially if you're from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. 1-2 to Cardenas. The pitch is low and outside, and it's 2-2. Shout out to all the Aces front office staff here for this series, and all of them working hard. And AJ and Blake in the booth, and Chase and Drew and Adam are elsewhere. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a chop to the third base side. It's going to bound foul. Throw was made by Duzenak, but it is a foul ball. Duzenak barehanded, but in foul territory. But all the great content you've seen come here from Vegas, made possible by all those who made the trip and have worked around the clock since we arrived. They've set up camp here, the Aces' creative staff, and they have done an excellent job. giving you all the content from the PCL championship game and now this is a AAA championship game. Two balls, two strikes. Ruben Cardenas. Sorry, Cardenas. And a pitch. And a swing and a chop foul, third base side. I was going a long way back to Adrian Cardenas. They spell their name the same. If you recall, Adrian Cardenas was a prospect that came up for a time with the Chicago Cubs. And then he was traded to the A's. Had him in Stockton in 2008. And Cardenas was how you said his name. Cardenas is how you say Ruben's name. Is that swung on and missed? And Cardenas is down on strikes. A 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Edwin Uceta has been on point of late. And his stuff has been very explosive. And for Edwin, his second strikeout with two away, here is Grant Witherspoon.
Number 33, Grant Witherspoon.
Witherspoon walked and scored in that three-run Durham second. Aces have the momentum right now after that three-run bottom of the second inning, and the pitch is in for a strike. A breaking ball tumbles in, and it's nothing and one. And Uceta, a very critical top of the third, trying to keep momentum on Reno's side, trying to find that shutdown inning. And the pitch is swung on and chopped foul off to the first base side. No balls and two strikes. And the 0-2, up high with a fastball, 96. Uceta had one to waste, and that's exactly what he did. One ball and two strikes. The outfield straightaway, three to the right of second. Shadows have now covered most of the infield. A window of sunshine just to the right of second base toward the outfield grass. The 1-2 is inside and to the backstop. Nobody on, so it doesn't matter. That pitch got by Herrera. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, and Uceta rocks, kicks, and throws. And a swing and a miss. He got him on a slider. And Witherspoon down on strikes, and Edwin Uceta punctuates a 1-2-3 inning with back-to-back Ks. And Edwin, since walking the first batter he faced upon entering, has retired four in a row, and three have struck out. Nothing across for the Bulls in the third. That's a first clean inning for Reno pitching as we now go to the bottom of the third. It's the Bulls 4, the Aces 3. The 2022 AAA National Championship game is on the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never-frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Leandro Cedeno swings and fouls the first pitch off at home plate. And a strike one on Cedeno here in the bottom of the third inning. The Aces, the designated home team. And they trail by a run. It's 4-3 Durham. But at one point, the Bulls led 4-0. And the pitch to Cedeno swung on and fouled off to the right. And it's nothing and two. 87 on that off-speed pitch from Taj Bradley. Cedeno struck out swinging his only other time. He'll be followed by Dominic Canzone and Blaze Alexander. Here's the 0-2, and it's in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Keep in mind, that second inning, the three-run bottom of the second for Reno, was started by a ball that was lost in the sun. Alexander had that sun double. It led to a big inning, three-run frame for Reno. Here's the 1-2, and it's low and outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Alec Thomas, a two-run homer as part of that three-run second inning. Jose Herrera had an RBI single to get the aces on the board. Here's the 2-2, and it's low and away, and now a full count. 96 on that fastball, and this next pitch from Taj Bradley would be number 55 for him on the afternoon. Right now, the sun bothering the second baseman, Xavier Edwards, but all the other infielders are in the shade. Here's a 3-2, and a swing and a line drive foul off to the right. That was hard hit, but DeWell foul. Payoff pitch, and a swing and a liner into center field, a base hit. 90-mile-an-hour pitch from Taj Bradley, and Cedeno may have broken his bat on that. But Cedeno gets a single into center field, and the aces for a second straight inning, actually for a third straight inning, have the leadoff man aboard via a hit. All three innings. Thomas singled to start the first. Alexander had that sunball double to start the second, and now Leandro Cedeno with a clean single into center field to begin the third. And here is Dominic Canzone in from the left side. And a pitch, and Canzone takes low ball one. Cedeno's getting a good secondary lead. You don't expect him to steal, but he does have a stolen base with the aces. He was successful in his only attempts in 14 games with Reno. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike on the inside, and it's 1-1. Cedeno built more like a linebacker than a base stealer. One ball and one strike to Canzone. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a line drive left field, and that'll sink in front of Madris for a base hit. So Dominic Canzone with an opposite field single right in front of Bly Madris in left. And here come the aces, two on and nobody out. I had a feeling in my bones that this was going to be a fun ball game today. And this is looking every bit like a game that's going to be a game that's played on edge for both teams. You would expect that under these circumstances. But, you know, like last night, sometimes a team runs away. Like Durham just ran away early from Nashville last night. Took the air out of the place. And the ace is able to hold the line here after falling behind 4-0. They get three in the bottom of the second, and now two on and nobody out for Alexander. And the pitch is up high, ball one. Blaze, again, popped up to shallow right, but because the sun was shining so brightly in that area when he did last inning, Luke Rayleigh, the first baseman, never saw it. And the second baseman, Xavier Edward just couldn't quite get back there to catch it from second base. It was a very difficult try for him, and the pitch is a strike on the outside corner at 93, and it's 1-1. Alexander hit his first two AAA home runs at this ballpark last week. There's activity in the Durham bullpen. We'll tell you after this 1-1 pitch, and it's on the way, and Alexander swings and fouls it back of home plate. Dustin Knight. They said 35, that would be him. No, it's, 45. Gianni Chirinos in the bullpen. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and Alexander with a big rip and a miss. That is the first out of the inning. And the fourth strikeout for Taj Bradley, one away. And Seth Beer is coming up next. Beer struck out looking his only other time up. That was last inning. You can hear the Aces fans being led by Chris Payne, I should say, in the stands down there, as he always does. Pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one to Seth. Cedeno at second base. He is not a speedster. Again, 290 pounds. So Can't say for certain that a base hit to the outfield would score him, especially with one out. Here's the 0-1, and it's inside, and it's even at one ball and one strike. But a base hit could certainly tie this ball game. And given Canzone's speed at first, a well-placed extra base hit, if Canzone can get a read on it, could give Reno the lead. Seth Beer at the plate, of course, more than capable. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a shot to the right side. Hit hard and through for a base knock and a right. Around third is Cedeno. He'll score. Canzone goes first to third, and he slides in as the throw is cut. And Seth Beer has tied this game with an RBI single. The fans wanted Beer. They got it. And in a huge spot, Seth Beer drives in the fourth Reno run. And the Aces have erased an early 4-0 deficit here in this championship game. And moreover, the Aces have runners at the edges and still only one out, so a chance for Jose Herrera to give him the lead. And he will not be facing Taj Bradley. And what a job by this Aces offense to get to the Durham Bulls ace. 66 pitches for Bradley, and the Aces have run him out of this game in the third inning after he was spotted a 4-0 lead. And the Reno Aces, that's just the Aces doing Aces things. So the new pitcher is Yanni Chirinos. And he'll face Jose Herrera when we come back after this call to the bullpen break from Las Vegas Ballpark, where we are tied up. It's the Bulls 4, the Aces 4, with runners at the corners and one out in the bottom of the third. We're back to Las Vegas Ballpark after this call to the bullpen break on the Aces Digital Network.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub. With sliced, grilled, Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen, that pitch is for Durham. Number 45, it's going to be on.
The right-hander from Bacaquero, Venezuela, Yanni Chirinos, is on the mound for the Durham Bulls. And Chirinos, veteran right-hander at this point in his career, and a veteran of 49 Major League appearances, 29 of them starts. Chirinos made five starts with Durham during the regular season. And he allowed 5 runs on 11 hits in 16 innings with 13 strikeouts and 6 walks. Chirinos, with the Rays this season, has made just 2 appearances, 1 start. And Chirinos, the right-hander facing Jose Herrera in a tie game with runners at the corners and 1 out in the bottom of the third. The Aces a chance to take their first lead. And a pitch, and Jose takes up and in ball 1. And now there's a challenge. So the Bulls are challenging. This pitch was a strike, and they will win it. So instead of 1-0, it's nothing and 1. Chirinos inherits the runners of the corners and 1 out. Outfield straight away, 3 to the right of second. And the stretch and the pitch, and it is a strike on the inside corner, and now nothing in two. And obviously a spot here where Jose Herrera is trying to put the ball in play, pick up his second RBI of the game. He had the RBI single that started the scoring for the Aces and started the comeback in the second. The Chirinos with the 0-2, and it's way inside, has Herrera jackknifing out of the way. And it's one ball and two strikes. Chirinos, I mentioned, out of Venezuela, was signed by the Rays as an international free agent in 2012. And he has been with the Rays organization his entire career. Made his major league debut April 1st, 2018 with Tampa Bay. Here's the 1-2. Nope, it will not count. That is a pitch clock violation. And that will be ball two. So the count even at two balls and two strikes. So Chirinos, who was really taking his time, was bitten by the pitch clock. And again, Chirinos, a guy that's not really going to be used to that. He's made only five starts with Durham. And this is first AAA time since 2018. So he's been in the big leagues and not subject to the pitch clock. The 2-2. And a swing and a liner off of the pitcher's glove. It deflects to the second baseman, who fields and throws to first in time to get Herrera, but a run scores. It was actually the shortstop, Gray, who got it, and that was a liner up the middle for Herrera, and it deflected off of the glove of Chirinos, and Gray, who was on the right side of the infield, that's why I thought at first it was the second baseman, but the shift, he was on the right side of the infield, and he wanted to throw to second base and maybe try and start a twin killing, but nobody was there, obviously. So Jose Herrera grounds out 6-3 and gives the Aces their first lead of this game. It's 5-4 Reno, and the Aces have scored five unanswered runs. And now Beer at second with two outs as the pitch to Camden Dusenak will miss in tight, ball one. From being down 4-0 to now up 5-4, the Aces here in the bottom of the third inning have come roaring back on the International League champions. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a high chop toward the middle. One big bounce for the overshifted second baseman, Edwards, who fields back of the bag and throws to first to get Dusenak. That ends the inning, but the Aces snag the lead in the bottom of the third. Two runs on three hits, no errors, and one man left. Now to the middle innings. How fun were the first three? We go to the top of the fourth, and it feels like we've only just begun. It's the Aces 5 and the Bulls 4. The 2022 AAA National Championship game is on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun, Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
To the top of the fourth inning, and it's the Reno Aces 5 and the Durham Bulls 4. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us for this AAA National Championship game from Vegas, a neutral site, and a pitch in for a called strike to Jim Haley, the eighth place hitter from Edwin Uceta, who is still out there. Uceta has retired his last four and four of the five that he's faced since coming in. That pitch outside, 95. And it's 1-1. Uceda came into a much different ball game. He came in with Durham having just taken a 4-0 lead. The 1-1 is swung on and fouled back. And it's now 1-2. And then Uceda walked Luke Raley. And at that point, it was looking really grim for the Aces. But Uceda struck out Rene Pinto to end that second inning. And then the Aces offense got to work in the bottom of the second. 3 in the second, 2 in the third. And the Aces suddenly lead 5-4. Swing and a pop-up. Right center field. Alec Thomas coming in and to his left. And Thomas makes the catch in the bright sun. And that is out number one near the top of the fourth inning. And Xavier Edwards coming up next. This is a high-level game with high-level prospects. You talk to anyone in baseball, and they identify these two organizations as being elite in terms of the collection of prospects that they have. And, of course, it really, at this point, goes without saying for the Tampa Bay Rays. They are just marvelous when it comes to drafting and developing. And no one's been able to figure out their secret sauce, even the teams that are rich, as that's fouled back to the left. And it's nothing in one. But the case in point was their starter that we saw tonight, Taj Bradley, a guy that didn't really have the velocity that he showcased tonight back when they drafted him out of high school. But those scouts, they saw something as the 0-1 pitch is in tight. And it's 1-1. And now you have a guy in Bradley, even though maybe he got knocked around a little bit later in this game. You saw the stuff that he has, and it is there. Here's the 1-1. And it is up high, 2-2. Edwin Uceda has now retired 5 in a row. Edwards had an RBI double his only other time up. Here's the 2-1, and it is outside, and now 3-1. Again, this is an all-hands-on-deck game for the Aces as far as the pitching is concerned. So if at any point you see Uceda, I'd say from here on out, hit a real rough patch, they're going to get someone cooking in the pen. Here's a 3-1. And a swing and a ground ball pulled right to the first baseman, Mir. That's a routine try. He collects it and throw, and it takes it himself. 3 unassisted to the first base bag for out number 2. Top of the order, and Josh Lowe, who's 0-for-2. Here's the pitch to Lowe, and it is up and outside. Ball 1. Lowe has grounded back to the mound. That was to open the ball game, and he's grounded to the shortstop, Alexander. 2 on either side of second. Here's the 1-0. And Lowe and inside, 2-0. Shadows have now cut deep into the outfield. Most of the sun is in right center. The pitch swung on and missed. Uceda pumped the brakes on that. 88. Took a little something off it. And he had Lowe out in front. Here's the 2-1. And a swing and a miss. That same exact pitch. And now 2-2. I want to say that was a cutter there from Edwin. Of both those last two pitches. 2-2. The pitch is off the outside. 95 dialed up there, and now a full count. Again, Uceda has retired 6 in a row. It bears repeating here. Payoff pitch, and a swing and a flare. That's toward the left field corner, and it is slicing and will slice into the seats out of play. On a clear day, the Las Vegas Strip jumps right out at you if you look beyond right field. See the Las Vegas Strip. You see Fremont Street on a beautiful desert afternoon. Heading into the early evening hours now here in Vegas. 3-2 to Lowe. And here comes a swing and a fly ball. This is toward the left field corner. Canzone might have a play here. He's angled to his right, and he makes the catch as he gets into the corner, and that ends the inning. How about the job done by Edwin Uceda, who has retired now 7 in a row, and nothing across for the Bulls in the fourth. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's the Reno Aces 5, the Durham Bulls 4. The 2022 AAA National Championship game is on the Aces Digital Network.
Chop Stop, for fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special,
until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Anger is a serious problem in Reno, but we're here to tell you about something even more serious, spicy chicken addiction. If you're experiencing symptoms of spicy chicken addiction, Teriyaki Madness offers a huge variety of bowls brimming with fresh ingredients that are MSG-free and made to order. Download the Teriyaki Madness app and they'll even give you some free food to help immediately. Or just visit Teriyaki Madness in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Alec Thomas leads off in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Thomas takes that pitch for a strike from Yonny Chirinos. It's nothing and one to Alec Thomas, who hit a two-run homer in the second inning that brought the Aces back as that pitch is low. And it's one and one. The Aces had just gotten on the board to where they were trailing 4-1, and Thomas on a two-out, two-strike pitch from Taj Bradley took him deep into the bullpen. The pitch is swung on and popped up. This is to straightaway center field. Josh Lowe is there, and straddling the sun shadow line in center field relatively deep, he makes the catch. And Thomas, for the first time, is retired in this game. One away, and Giancarlo Citron will come to the plate. Taj Bradley, speaking of, went 2 1/3 innings. He allowed 5 runs. They were all earned on 7 hits. Aces really got to him. Bradley walked 2 and struck out 4. Here's the pitch from Chirinos, and it's taken for a strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing and one. And it was scary there for the Aces because you don't want to spot a guy like Taj Bradley, a 4-run lead, but they did. And credit the Aces hitters for grinding out some terrific ABs. A swing and ground ball off the chest of the shortstop, Gray, tried to collect the first time, and he knocks it down in front of him, collects and throws to first to get Cintron. There was no sweat, nor is there any panic on the part of Tristan Gray after the initial bobble. It went 2 away. Here comes Dominic Fletcher, who's 0 for 1. Fletcher has walked and grounded to second. Here's the pitch, and it is low and inside, ball one. Aces 5, Bulls 4. Two outs, base is clear. Here in the fourth inning, third baseman Haley is well off the line, and the 1-0, and a swing and a pop-up. This is third base foul territory, and Haley is there right behind the third base coach's box. He makes the catch to end what is the first clean inning worked by Durham pitching. Nothing across for the Aces in the fourth. And now we go to the top of the fifth in Vegas. The Aces 5, the Bulls 4 on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything, or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Reno 5, Durham 4 in this AAA championship game as the first pitch of the inning from Edwin Uceta is swung on and missed by Bly Madris, and it's nothing in one. Madris is 2-for-2. He has singled and hit a two-run double. And again, that was at the most bleak moment in this game for the Aces as that's fouled off to the first base side, and it's nothing in two. The last time Madris came up was in the second inning with two outs. He grounded one up the first baseline, and Seth Beer tried to make a diving stop, and the ball kicked off his glove, went into right field foul territory. It was a two-run double, and at that point, Durham had a 4-0 lead. That pitch, strike three called on the inside corner, and Madris wants to challenge it. So a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, according to the home plate umpire, hit the inside corner. Keep in mind, each team has lost a challenge, so each team only has two left. Here comes the animation again, just like tennis, and that ball is a strike. And so down on strikes goes Madris, and that'll make it 8 in a row, retired by Edwin Uceta. It hit the top of the zone. Yeah, Madris was walking away, and see, he still had something to say to the home plate umpire, so I'm not sure what was up there. I was seeing that as well, as the pitch is low and inside, ball one. And for Edwin Uceta, that is his fourth strikeout. And again, 8 in a row set down. A kick in the 1-0. And a swing and a ground ball to the left side. That's going to get through for a base hit. They were not playing him there. Off the end of the bat, and they have the shift on. So to the left of the overshifted third baseman, Duzenak, who was still on the left side, but not too close to the middle of the infield where he needed to be to collect that. So that breaks up the 8 in a row set down by Edwin Uceta. We'll see if that affects him any. And we'll see how much longer the Aces are willing to go here with Uceta, who's at 45 pitches. And they have somebody throwing in the pen. It's Tyler Holton. And here's Rene Pinto, and he swings and chops this one to third. Backhanded by Duzenak to second for one. Cintron's throw to first for two. And a double play ends the inning. And just when Edwin Uceta saw his stretch of 8 in a row retired come to an end, back on the horse by inducing a 5-4-3. Inning-ending twin killing. So for Durham in the fifth, no runs, one hit, no errors, and after that, none left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It remains Reno 5 and Durham 4. The 2022 AAA National Championship game is on the Aces Digital Network.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thank you.
Reno 5 and Durham 4. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning in Las Vegas. The winner of this game crowned the AAA National Champion in 2022. And the first pitch from Yonny Chirinos to Leandro Cedeño is in for a strike on the outside corner. And it's nothing in one. Cedeño 1-for-2. He singled to spark a two-run third inning. Here's the 0-1. And he swings and taps this one up the third base side, but foul. And it's nothing in two. Yonny Chirinos came on midway through the third inning in relief of Taj Bradley, who went 2 1/3. And Chirinos has been very effective. He's retired all five that he's faced. Here's the 0-2. And a swing and a fly ball to a deep right center field. Angled back to his left is Lowe. And Lowe is there in the shadows and makes the catch for out number one. So Cedeño now 1-for-3. And it brings up Dominic Canzone, who's 1-for-2. Canzone followed up Cedeño's leadoff single in the third with a single of his own. And both those guys scored. Cedeño and Canzone both dead to the plate in that third inning. The Aces scoring 5 unanswered runs in this game after falling behind 4-0. 3 to the right of second. The second baseman, Xavier Edwards, is playing the grass in short right. A swing and a line drive straight away center field, but that is a frozen rope. You can hang a pair of jeans on it. Jumps right out to Lowe, who barely had to move as he makes the catch for out number two. So two away, and Blaze Alexander, who's 1-for-2. Alexander has doubled and struck out swinging. Second baseman Edwards shaded toward the middle in the pitch. And Alexander swings and fouls it at the dish for strike one. That double hit by Alexander in the second inning was a ball that was lost in the sun by Luke Rayleigh. And it bears repeating, because who knows how that second inning goes if Rayleigh just drifts back and makes the catch. Here's the 0-1, and Blaze swings and misses, and it's nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. And here comes a swing and a pop-up. This is right field foul territory. The first baseman, Rayleigh, is at a tough angle to his left, and he extends out and makes the catch. A very nice play made by Luke Rayleigh, who was facing the right field stands when he made that catch. And he also had Grant Witherspoon, the right fielder, coming into his periphery. A nice concentration there by Rayleigh to make that to catch for the final out. It ends the second straight 1-2-3 inning for Yonny Chirinos, who's retired 8 in a row. Nothing across for the Aces in the fifth. So this game has settled down some. As we go to the sixth, it's Reno 5 and Durham 4. The 2022 AAA National Championship is on the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Five, Durham 4. We go to the top of the sixth here in Vegas, and the pitch to Tristan Gray will miss for ball one. 79 on that pitch from Edwin Uceta, who has done yeoman's work here tonight, or today, as that pitch is outside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Uceta came in to a game in which the Aces trailed 4-0, and after walking the first batter that he faced, he went on to retire 8 in a row. That came to an end with a one-out single by Rayleigh last inning, and then immediately Uceta inducing a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play as that swung on and missed. and it's 2-1. Gray has flied to center and grounded to first. Here's the 2-1. And a swing and a sharp ground ball, but foul outside of first and up into right field foul territory, where pinballs out to the right fielder, Dominic Fletcher. Josh Lowe, Tristan Gray, who's at the plate now, and Jim Haley, the eighth place hitter. Those are the three Durham players that have yet to reach base. Two balls and two strikes. Usetta into his motion and the 2-2. And a swing and a shot to the right side. And a diving attempt by Sintrom, but it gets underneath his glove and into right field. And a base hit for Tristan Gray. So he has now reached base. And he's on to start the sixth inning. And let's see where Gil Velasquez wants to go here. Usetta's thrown 51 pitches. Tyler Holton is getting hot in the bullpen. And Holton should be ready when they want him. So Ruben Cardenas, who's 1-for-2, is up now, and Cardenas takes low and away, ball one. I would guess that if Cardenas were to reach base, they would go to the bullpen. Now, Witherspoon on deck, who's a left-handed hitter, so plan here for Gill is probably to bring in Holton to face Witherspoon next as the pitch. This one grounded to short. Alexander has it, underhands to second for one. Sintrom's throw to first for two and a double play. And for a second straight inning, Edwin Usetta induces a twin killing, and that could not have been more routine. 6-4-3 on the buy one, get one free. And now Witherspoon, and now let's see if they want to go to Holton or if they want to keep rolling here with Usetta. It looks like that's what they're going to do. I think that was probably the only outcome that could have kept Usetta in this game. And the pitch is swung on and pulled foul outside of first. It's nothing in one. Witherspoon has walked and struck out swinging. Here's the 0-1, and it's up high, one ball and one strike. The 1-1, and it is low. Two balls and one strike to the left-handed hitting Witherspoon. It's on the way, and a swing and a chop up the first base side. That'll be foul, and it's two balls and two strikes. Jim Haley, a right-handed hitter, is on deck. Aces have double-barreled action in their bullpen. The pitch is swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes Witherspoon. And how about Edwin Usetta, his 58th pitch of the afternoon? He dials up a 96-mile-an-hour flame to strike out Witherspoon, and that ends the inning. And for Edwin Usetta, 5 strikeouts. And if the Aces go on to win this game, he would be an MVP candidate. No runs, one hit, no errors, and none left. And now we go to the bottom of the sixth. It's the Aces 5 and the Bulls 4 on the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub. With sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
Seth Beer in from the left side as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Beer will take the first pitch from Yanni Chirinos for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Chirinos has been as good as Edwin Uceta since entering the game. Chirinos has retired 8 in a row. A feat accomplished by Uceta on the other side. The 0-1 is swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Racing in is Lowe, and Lowe will get to his spot and make the catch for out number one. And the Aces have not been able to touch Yanni Chirinos. Jose Herrera, who is the first batter to face Chirinos, is coming up next. And Herrera put the ball in play off of Chirinos in the third inning. That got the go-ahead run in. It was with runners at the corners and one out, and Herrera grounded out 1-6-3, a ball that deflected off the glove of Chirinos, but got the go-ahead run in, and he swings at that first pitch, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and fouls it back for strike one. So Jose has driven in two runs, had the RBI single that started Reno's scoring in the second, and he drove in the most recent Reno run, as I mentioned, with that ground out in the third. Shift is on three to the right of second, the kick on the pitch, and it swung on and fouled back to the screen. 95 on that one from Chirinos, and it's nothing and two. Chirinos is only at 24 pitches. So he's gone once through the order in 24 pitches. The pitch is swung on and lined foul off to the left hand, out of play. It's like... is it right-hander maybe up for the Aces? Blake Rogers. Here's the 0-2, and it is off the outside, and one ball and two strikes. I thought the catcher, Rene Pinto, might want to challenge there, but the count, one ball and two strikes to Herrera. Camden Duzenac on deck, the outfield straightaway. Reno leading 5-4 in this championship game. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a fly ball to left field. Sinking fast, Madris is coming in, and he makes the catch for out number two. Madris had to size that one up. And it's still bright in the sky, but the field is now mostly in the shadows. There's some patches of sun, but they're going to close up here momentarily. So the outfielder's taking an extra moment on fly balls hit like that to get a read. And with two away, Camden Duzenac. So the beat goes on for Chirinos. That's now 10 in a row, retired by the right-hander. And Duzenac 0-2. He has struck out swinging and grounded to second, and he takes that pitch for a strike. And it's nothing and one. Camden and his wife expecting their first child in December, so congratulations to the Duzenacs. It's been a lot of fun to talk to Cam about that. Going to be a dad for the first time. The 0-1 is swung on and tapped back toward the mound. Chirinos comes off a long way. Fields throws to first in time to get Duzenac, and that ends the inning. And another 1-2-3 inning for Yanni Chirinos, and he has retired 11 in a row since entering. Nothing across for the Aces for a third straight frame. Reno 9 defensive outs away from a Triple-A title as we go to the top of the 7th. Still a lot of game left as the Aces 5 and the Bulls 4. The 2022 Triple-A National Championship game is on the Aces Digital Network.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun, Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
All right, we go to the top of the seventh inning in a nail biter. The Aces 5 and the Durham Bulls 4. And a new pitcher is Blake Rogers for Reno. And the pitch is outside ball one. What a job by Edwin Ussetta. 58 pitches. At one point retired 8 in a row, and Durham barely had a sniff. Here's the 1-0. And it is off the outside. And two balls and no strikes. Each time the Bulls had a runner on after the second inning, Ussetta induced a double play. Both occasions he gave up a hit. Here's the 2-0 and a swing and a miss. 93 on that fastball from Rogers, and it's 2-1. So Ussetta goes 4 1/3 innings. I believe that's his longest of the year. And did not allow a run and allowed just two hits and induced double plays immediately after allowing them, as that swung on, fouled back, and it's 2-2. Ussetta walked one the first batter that he faced, and then he retired 8 in a row. And he struck out 5. And again, if the Aces win this game, he's my MVP vote to this point. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch, and a swing and a pop-up. This is first base foul territory, and Seth Beer is in foul ground and makes the catch for out number one. So a good open for Blake Rogers, who during the regular season made just 6 appearances with Reno after coming up from AA. And Rogers 1-0, a 5.14 ERA in those 6 appearances. He allowed 4 runs on 7 hits in 7 innings, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. In from the left side is Xavier Edwards, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI double in the second. And the pitch is way inside and to the backstop, and it's ball one. 6,497, the announced paid crowd for this game here at Las Vegas Ballpark. 6,497. Here's the 1-0. And a swing and a line drive right field and a base hit for Edwards. That was stung out to the right fielder Fletcher. So Xavier Edwards with a 2-hit afternoon. Now let's see if Blake Rogers can take a page out of Edwin, who has set his playbook here, and induce a double play. That's what happened every time Ussetta gave up a hit on both occasions, as I mentioned. Here's the pitch, and it is taken in tight, 94-mile-an-hour fastball to Josh Lowe. Tyler Holton starts to get hot in the Aces' pen, and this is where the Aces will have a quick trigger. And Holton's probably about ready. He'd been throwing a lot when Ussetta was in there, the 1-0. And a swing and a liner foul off the screen to the left above the third base visitor's dugout. That's the dugout occupied by the Durham Bulls today. 1 ball and 1 strike. Again, the Aces are the designated home team in this one. Blake Rogers' last time out on the 27th, allowed 2 runs on 2 hits in an inning versus Tacoma. Here's the 1-1, and it's taken for a strike right there at 95, and it's 1-2. Rogers showing that live arm. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shadows covering the entire field now. Pitch, and a swing and a foul back. So it stays 1 ball and 2 strikes. Some beautiful clouds hanging over the Las Vegas Strip, like a cloud tower, with the sun now shining on that famous Vegas Strip like a spotlight. 1 ball and 2 strikes. It's on the way, and a swing and a foul back. It was a short swing there for Josh Lowe, and that was the idea, just to spoil that pitch, which he did, spoil a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. So you can tell the approach here for Lowe with the 2 strikes. Center fielder Thomas is slightly towards left. And here's the 1-2. And a swing and a line drive into left field and a base hit. And holding at second base is Edwards. And Josh Lowe has his first hit of the game. So now it's only Jim Haley, the eighth place hitter, that has yet to reach base for Durham. And they start to come together on the mound as Jose Herrera walks out. That would lead me to believe that Gil Velasquez is going to want the lefty Holton to face the left-handed hitting Madris. Gil is waiting for the home plate umpire to take the walk out there, and here comes Gil up the dugout steps. So here we go. Aces will try and cobble this together out of the bullpen, trying to find their way to Wendelken and Stumpo at the back end. And Blake Rogers gets the first batter of the inning, but then gives up back-to-back singles, and he leaves responsible for the two on. Xavier Edwards at second, and Josh Lowe at first. Tyler Holton, the new pitcher. We're back after this call to the bullpen break, with the Aces leading the Bulls 5-4. Two on, first and second, one out in the seventh. And we're back after this on the Aces Digital Network.
Chop Stop. For fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-through order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Anger is a serious problem in Reno, but we're here to tell you about something even more serious, spicy chicken addiction. If you're experiencing symptoms of spicy chicken addiction, Teriyaki Madness offers a huge variety of bowls brimming with fresh ingredients that are MSG-free and made to order. Download the Teriyaki Madness app and they'll even give you some free food to help immediately, or just visit Teriyaki Madness in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Tyler Holton will try and put out a fire here in the top of the seventh inning. The Aces leading the Bulls 5-4, but with two on and one out. Runners at first and second. And lefty to lefty, Holton to Madris. And that pitch is low and away, ball one. We saw Holton on Friday, and he worked two scoreless innings, did not allow a hit. He walked two and struck out three on Friday in the PCL championship game versus El Paso. Stretching the 1-0 and a swing and a miss, and Holton fired a 93-mile-an-hour dart past Madris. And it's 1-1. Madris, 2-for-3 in this game, had the two-run double in the second inning to give Durham the 4-0 lead. Aces have scored five unanswered runs, but the Bulls knocking on the door here in the top of the seventh. Here's the 1-1, and it is a strike right there, and it's now 1-2. Holton, during the regular season, made 24 appearances, 22 out of the pen, 5-0, a 4.43 ERA over 44 and two-thirds innings, allowed 39 hits, 43 strikeouts to 17 walks. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a liner over Alexander's glove in a left field for a base hit. It's fielded by Canzone. Being sent around third is Edwards, and he will score the tying run. And a game-tying RBI single hit the opposite way on a 1-2 pitch by Bly Madris, who has three hits in this game. That run is charged to Blake Rogers, who is still responsible for Lowe at second base. So we start fresh, 5-5 here in Vegas, and Luke Raley is 1-for-2 in the pitch. Raley takes low, ball one. And again, you have to be careful with Luke Rayleigh. He is a guy that can really hurt you with one swing. Rayleigh, a guy used to playing at this ballpark, being a former PCL guy. The 1-0 is swung on and missed. Going to count even at 1-1. He was drafted by the Dodgers. Rayleigh was in the seventh round in 2016. I mentioned last year with Oklahoma City, had 19 home runs in 72 games with OKC. One ball and one strike. First and second, one out. And a pitch, and Rayleigh swings and misses. 84 on that changeup to the inside, and that has been a lethal pitch of late for Tyler Holton, that changeup. One ball and two strikes. Now the Aces fans trying to get into it here. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him on a fastball, riding him inside, up and in at 93. And Rayleigh is down on strikes. First time he's been a strikeout victim, and a big strikeout there for Holton. And now Rene Pinto, the cleanup hitter, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI double. He grounded into a double play his last time up, and the pitch is swung on and missed. There's a changeup from Holton. And it's nothing in one. Blake Rogers, a third of an inning. He allowed two hits. At this point, he has allowed one run, still responsible for the runner at second low. No walks and no strikeouts for Rogers. The stretch and the 0-1, a swing and a miss, 92 up high. And now nothing in two. I would venture to guess, especially if Holton can get out of this inning, that this is going to be the only time you see Holton, having pitched two innings the other night. And with a full complement of relievers behind him, I think they just want Holton to get out of this. No balls and two strikes. And a pitch. And a swing and a foul back to the screen. It's been a fun atmosphere here in Las Vegas Ballpark for this AAA playoff. And this game has been a treat for the 6,497 in attendance. No balls and two strikes. And Holton, a letter high set. The 0-2. A swing and a ground ball pulled to third. May have broken his bat. Duzenac fumbles. And now a sidewinding throw to first. In time! Oh, my goodness. The inning is over, and Pinto can't believe it. Duzenac fumbled it and made a sidearm desperation heave to first. And just by an eyelash, they get Pinto, and the inning is over, and the Aces avoid what could have been a disaster there. And the Bulls do get a run to tie it. One run on three hits, no errors, and two men left stranded. As we stand and stretch here in Las Vegas, headed to the bottom of the seventh, it's the Aces 5, the Bulls 5. The 2022 AAA National Championship game is on the Aces Digital Network.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day
What a game here today in Las Vegas. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us for the 2022 AAA National Championship game, all tied at five going to the bottom of the seventh. This should be a riveting finish today. Here's the pitch to Alec Thomas, who swings and lifts a fly ball down the left field line, and Madris goes over toward the stands, and that will be out of play. And it is strike one on Thomas, and the Aces are going to need to try and figure out Yonny Chirinos here. Chirinos has retired all 11 that he's faced since entering the game in the third. The 0-1 is inside at 94, and it's one ball and one strike. And if you can believe it, Chirinos has thrown 31 pitches, 25 for strikes, and he's retired all 11. That is dominance. 101-1 pitch is up and away, and it's now 2-1. This is going to be a pulse-pounding finish today here in Las Vegas. 2-1. And a pitch to Thomas is swung on and chopped to the right side. Two bounces right at the lip of the outfield grass for Xavier Edwards. Will throw on to first to get Thomas for out number one. So Thomas, who hit a two-run homer back in the second inning and also had a single in the first, is now 2-for-4. And the beat goes on here for Yonny Chirinos. 12 in a row retired. And now as the sky grows fluorescent off in the desert hills beyond the strip, Giancarlo Cintron enters the batter's box. He's 0-for-2. He walked in the second, the only time he's been aboard, and he swings at a 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Chirinos and fouls it back for strike one. We're about to see some very high-level baseball over the last couple of innings. Outfield straight away, the middle infield back, the corner infielder's in. The pitch swung on and pulled toward the middle. It's going to be off the glove underneath it of Tristan Gray, the shortstop. And Giancarlo Cintron has his token hit of the game. Tough to keep JC out of the hit column, and he comes up with one here with one out in the bottom of the seventh. That was pulled to the left side but toward the middle. And Gray went raging and tried to lunge to his left, could not quite come up with it, and it may have glanced off his glove. So finally, the Aces figure out, at least for the moment, Yonny Chirinos. They have a man on, and for the first time, Chirinos will have to work with a runner on. Runner bluffs, the pitch is in tight, and a throw down to second, and Cintron never left first, but Rene Pinto fired it down to second. That was a hard bluff by Cintron. Yeah, I've never really seen that, where the catcher throws down, but I think Cintron just deked there at the perfect time. Because I was convinced for a moment that he really was going. I think it was just a great deke. And Pinto firing down to second. Fortunately for him, a perfect strike. Didn't get away or anything. Here's the 1-0. And a swing and a fly ball looped to right. And a base hit. Cintron around second. Heading for third. And the throw will be cut at second base. And Dominic Fletcher with his first knock of the game. And the Aces have runners at the edges with one out. First bit of trouble for Yonny Chirinos, and Ryan Reed, the pitching coach, is going to come out in his third season, and he will try and give Chirinos a breather here. I mentioned Chirinos, this is the first time he's working with men on. He did come in with two runners on, but it's the first time he's working with any of his runners on. Now that Durham bullpen starts to stir. That cloud tower over the Las Vegas Strip is just beaming with fluorescent colors. It's like the lights of the Vegas Strip, the fluorescent lights, have been beamed up to that big cloud hovering over it. So now Leandro Cedeno with Cintron at third and Fletcher at first. Second baseman Edwards is shaded toward the middle. Now he backpedals to the lip of the outfield grass. Cedeno, that imposing presence in the box. And here's the pitch, and Cedeno swings and lines it foul off the screen above the first base dugout. Mitchell Stumpo is throwing in the Aces pen, and someone has just begun throwing in the Durham pen. Pause and a pitch, and Cedeno swings and misses. He was fooled on a changeup. It is Dustin Knight. We thought it was Knight earlier, but now it is Dustin Knight, really, throwing in the Durham pen. Well, Cedeno here trying to put a ball in play, and he is at the mercy of Chirinos right now, who has him behind nothing and two in this count. Cintron dances off at third. Here's the 0-2. And a swing and a ground ball pulled to third. It's going to be taken by Haley. Goes to second for one. And the throw to first is in time and just online enough, as Raley had to hold the bag stretching toward the outfield grass to haul in what is a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play. So an inning that was brimming with promise for the Aces. They come up empty. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one man left stranded. Now to the top of the eighth, 5-5 is our score on the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
On we go to the top of the eighth inning. Here in this AAA National Championship game, Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us. You're on the Aces Digital Network, and Mitchell Stumpo is the new pitcher, as we expected. And Stumpo fires in a called strike to Tristan Gray. Five runs, 10 hits, no errors for Durham. Five runs, 9 hits, no errors for Reno. That pitch swung on and missed, and there is the nasty Stumpo slider at 88, and it's nothing in two. We saw Mitch on Friday, and he worked a scoreless inning as the pitch is low and away. A backdoor slider and not chasing was Gray. One ball and two strikes. Stumpo, and you almost hesitate to say it, but you got to keep the people informed. He has worked now 19 and a third consecutive scoreless innings, as it is a ball that has come loose on the field down in right field foul territory, and that has to be retrieved by Giancarlo Cintron, who runs out there and does that. But Stumpo, 19 and a third consecutive scoreless innings. That spans 19 appearances dating back to July 29th. Longest streak in the PCL this season. One ball and two strikes to Gray, the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and Stumpo went backdoor again with the slider, a bit more firm at 90, and that is just disgusting stuff from Mitchell Stumpo. So Stumpo strikes out his first batter, and now Ruben Cardenas. Tyler Holton went to two-thirds of an inning. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Slider again, and it's nothing in one. Holton, two-thirds of an inning, did not allow a run of his own. He allowed one of two inherited runners to score. That was on the RBI single by Bly Madris. That was the only hit that Holton allowed. No walks and one strikeout. And a pitch swung on and chopped to the left side. To his right, backhanding is Alexander. The shortstop makes a perfect throw to first. Right on line to get Cardenas, and that is out number two. And two up and two down for Stumple, and Grant Witherspoon is coming up next. Got to meet Mitchell's parents before the game. They're here from North Carolina and is sitting down behind home plate. And such great folks. It has been a real pleasure to get to know Mitchell Stumpo. And what a story. His dad convinced him to drive down to Tampa for a tryout after he went undrafted out of a Division III school. And on the day of his tryout, he threw harder than he ever had. Wasn't trying to do that as that pitch is low, ball one. 95-mile-an-hour fastball, but I talked with Mitchell's dad about that. And I said, there's going to be a challenge here. So, Aces want to challenge this, and they will lose. And now the Aces have only one more challenge. I wasn't really a big fan of that spot. It was just ball one in a sequence with two outs and the bases empty. Here's the 1-0, and it is a strike on the inside corner. 89 on the slider, one ball and one strike. Witherspoon 0 for 2, two strikeouts. He's also walked and scored. Two outs, bases clear, top of the eighth in a 5-5 game. The pitch is off the outside, and it's 2-1. Stumpo out of Division III, Guilford College. Who knew? And he has some of the nastiest stuff now in the Pacific Coast League. 2-1, the pitch. And that one is a strike, another slider. And it just, it looks like it's going to be wide, and then it just dips right in on the back door. Two balls and two strikes. Some of the Aces fans on their feet behind the first base on deck area. Here's the 2-2. And a fastball. Actually, that was the slider, and it was up and in. And a full count, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, and it's on the way. And it's outside, ball four, so Witherspoon works a walk. And both times that he's been aboard, it's been bases on balls, so it will not be a 1-2-3 inning for Stumpo. Instead, Jim Haley will come up. The eighth place hitter has not been aboard, and he's the only Durham player that has not reached base. I think they just announced somebody else throwing in the Durham pen. The pitch on the way, and a swing to ground ball, and a sprawling backhand stop by Beer, who gets to his feet and takes it to the first base bag. Three unassisted, and Seth Beer falling to his right keeps that ball from going into right field, and Seth went sprawling inside the cutout, and the inning is over, and Stumpo survives the two-out walk. No runs, hits, errors, and one man left stranded. To the bottom of the eighth, is this fun or what? The Aces five, the Bulls five. 2022 AAA National Championship game is on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit RenoAces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at RenoAces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit RenoOrtho.com.
A new pitcher for the Rays, or for the Bulls, the AAA affiliate of the Rays. And it is Chris Muller. So Muller, 6'5" right-hander from Dallas. We'll face Dominic Canzone near the bottom of the eighth inning. And Muller takes over for Yonny Chirinos. What a run in this game for Chirinos. Retired the first 12 that he faced. And a 5-5 game, and the pitch is swung on and lashed foul by Canzone. 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's nothing in one. Muller, again, taking over for Chirinos, who went 4 2/3 innings. What a brilliant effort by Chirinos. Here's the 0-1 and a swing and a miss. Off speed there at 90. And Dominic Canzone behind the eight ball now. Nothing in two. Canzone 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored in the third. The pitch and a swing and a fly ball to deep right. Witherspoon back at the wall. It's gone! A 450-foot blast off the bat of Dominic Canzone. And how often this season have we talked about the ridiculous hard contact that Canzone makes on a regular basis. And that time, on an 0-2 pitch, he sends one soaring to right. And the fans knew it, and so did Canzone, who turned toward the first base dugout and said, "Let's go!" And it's 6-5 Reno here in the eighth. And here's Blaze Alexander, and he will take a called strike, and it's nothing and one. Dominic Canzone giving the Aces the lead in dramatic fashion as that swung on and missed, and it's nothing and two. Into the desert twilight, which now hangs over this ballpark, so keep that in mind on any high pop-ups. Here's the 0-2, and a swing and a miss, and down on strikes goes Alexander, and that is out number one. How about Dominic Canzone, a guy that has really been beneath the fold, if you're talking in newspaper terms, about headlines. So many incredible prospects have highlighted this Reno roster in 2022, and Dominic Canzone, a guy that has flown for the most part under the radar, as that swung on and bounced foul first base side, and it's nothing and one. But Dominic Canzone reminding everybody what he's capable of. And that is just insane hard contact. Canzone hit one of the longest home runs of the year here at Las Vegas Ballpark last week. Had four homers at this park last week as the Aces played the Aviators. The 0-1 is up high, and it's one ball and one strike. There's the 1-1, and it is up high. Two balls and a strike, 97. I was about to tell you all about Muller, and then Canzone teed off, but Muller making his 52nd appearance. He made 51 appearances during the regular season, 5-3 with a 4.91 ERA, and a 2-1, and a swing and a pop foul back to the left, and now 2-2. Muller during the regular season, 58 2/3 innings, allowed 32 earned runs on 59 hits. 34 walks, 75 strikeouts. A lot of strikeouts in 58 2/3. The 2-2. A swing and a foul tip squeezed by Pinto. And that is out number two. So after the home run by Canzone on the 0-2 pitch, back-to-back strikeouts for Chris Muller. And Jose Herrera will come up next. And I see J.B. Wendelken. I spy him throwing in that Reno bullpen out in straightaway right. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on, fouled off the end of the bat, third base on deck area, and it's nothing in one. So that Dominic Canzone home run puts the Aces on the doorstep, three outs away from a second AAA title in franchise history. The only other one in 2012 when the Aces defeated the Pawtucket Red Sox. There's the 0-1, and it is off the outside, and it's 1-1. That game was played in Durham. That was the neutral site for that game, and I talked with the great longtime voice of the Aces, original voice of the Aces, Ryan Radke, the other day about that game. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a line drive right field, and that is going to sink fast and be caught on a headlong dive by Witherspoon. What a play. That was a low liner off the bat of Herrera, and I thought for certain that ball was going to sit. But Witherspoon, a terrific headlong diving catch, and he got it. The replay confirms it, and that ends the inning. When I was talking with Ryan Radke, just finished that thought about that game, he said that entire game was played under the threat of rain, and right after the Aces won that game, the skies opened. Clear skies here in Vegas as we head to the top of the ninth inning, and the Aces three outs away from winning it all. It's Reno 6 and Durham 5, and we're back after this on the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Pounding as we go to the top of the ninth inning here at Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin. Zach Mayrudy, glad to have you with us. And the Reno Aces three outs away from a second AAA title in franchise history. They have just a one-run lead, however, and it's J.B. Wendelken, the veteran right-hander who has been nearly untouchable over the last month. He is in to try and save this game. The pitch is outside, ball one to Xavier Edwards, and here we go. The Aces leading 6-5. It's 9-1-2 coming up for Durham. Edwards, Josh Lowe, and then Bly Madris. Outfield straight away. Third baseman Duzenak even with the bag. Two on either side of second. The pitch is low and inside. A slider from Wendelken, and it misses. Two balls and no strikes. J.B. Wendelken has not allowed a run in his last 16 appearances. Second most consecutive appearances without allowing a run behind his teammate who we just saw, Mitchell Stumpo. That pitch is low and away at 95, and it's 3-0. Stumpo went to the eighth inning. He went one inning, did not allow a run or a hit. He walked one, and he struck out one. Wendelken would be trying to save this for Mitchell Stumpo. Pitch is up and away, ball four, and now the Durham fans will get into it as a four-pitch walk starts the top of the ninth inning, and hang on to your hats. here in Sin City. Wendelken this season with Reno, 20 appearances, 5-1 with a 2.62 ERA. In 24 innings, he's allowed just 7 earned runs on 11 hits, 33 strikeouts, 9 walks. And here's the pitch, and Lowe takes up and away, ball one, and Jose Herrera is going to burn a mound visit here and to go try and get Wendelken rewired. So Reno 6 and Durham 5. 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Aces. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Bulls. And the difference in this game right now, the home run hit by Dominic Canzone to lead off the bottom of the 8th on an 0-2 pitch from Chris Muller. The third baseman, Duzenac, with his toes touching the infield grass, the middle infield at double play depth. First baseman Beer holds the runner Edwards, and the pitch is up and away, and that is 6 straight out of the zone. Wendelken can't seem to find it right now. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. And Xavier Edwards, if you're thinking about it, has 7 steals and 11 attempts. 2 balls, no strikes. And Wendelken on the third base side of the slab deals, and it is a bit low, and now the Aces want a challenge. So Herrera wants a challenge at that 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Was a strike. I thought it could have been. And now we go to the animation, and we find that it missed just a hair low. And now the Aces are out of challenges. So now Reno can no longer challenge balls and strikes. 3 balls and no strikes to Josh Lowe. And here's the pitch. And inside, ball 4. And that didn't miss by much. So J.B. Wendelken, who has been so sure-handed, is now up on the high wire. And Bly Madris comes up next, and Madris has had a whale of a game. 3-for-4. Has driven in 3 runs, a 2-run double in the second that gave Durham a 4-0 lead. And then an RBI single that tied the game in the 7th. The Aces leading 6-5. Here's the pitch. And that one in for a strike. And thank goodness. And it's nothing and 1. And J.B. Wendelken just needed that. There is no activity in the Aces bullpen. This is Wendelken's inning. Here's the 0-1. And a swing and a fly ball to deep right. Going back is Fletcher. He's at the track. Fletcher's at the wall. And it is off the wall. And now the runners are right behind one another. Edwards around third. And here's the relay. And he slips and falls. And the ball gets away. And a run scores. Oh, my goodness. Edwards fell on his face in third base foul territory halfway down the line. And the throw got away, and I'm not sure what happened there. It hit the mound. That's what happened. It pinballed away off of the mound. And they would have had Xavier Edwards dead to rights. That ball was almost out of here. It hit about a little more than 3/4 of the way up the wall, and Edwards was looking back. He fell on his helmet that came off his head, and then the ball pinballed away, and Edwards scored the tying run. And there is something up in the outfield. They were waiting for something to be cleaned up out there before we can continue. So that's going to be the 4th hit of the game for Madris, and it's a double to tie this game at 6. And they're going to intentionally walk Luke Raley now to load the bases with nobody out. Renee Pinto in from the right side, the infield drawn in, and the pitch is in tight, ball one, a slider from Wendelken. So now a 6-6 game in the top of the 9th, and it's Durham with the heat on. Low at third, Madris at second, Raley at first. Infield in, the outfield straight away, and the pitch is in for a strike on the outside. That one blazes the outside edge at 97. 1-1. Oh, my goodness. When Xavier Edwards fell, he would have been out by a mile had that ball not hit the back of the mound and pinballed away. The pitch swung on and missed, and Wendelken coming at him with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. And now 1-2. Home plate umpire telling Jose Herrera he needs to stay in the hitter's circle. Herrera almost left the hitter's circle when he fired that ball back to Wendelken. Like he was going out to just yell something to him. Wendelken could really use a strikeout. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a foul back. 96. And Pinto just got a piece. Pinto, an RBI double to break the ice in the first inning and brought in the first run of this game, which has been just a whale of a ball game. One ball, two strikes. And here's the pitch. A swing and a ground ball. Through into left field and a base hit. Through the shallow infield. One run is in. And now hesitating around third, trying to double back to the bag. And out at third is Madris. A run does score. But the Bulls ran themselves out of a great situation there. They would have had a run in and still the base is loaded with nobody out. So low scores, and Madris, who aggressively rounded third, tagged out trying to double back to the bag. And that will go 7-5-6 as the throw-in was taken by Duzenac, and then he threw to Alexander, the shortstop, covering the bag. And this will be it for J.B. Wendelken. I didn't quite get a look at who was warming in the Aces' pen. But it'll be an RBI single for Pinto. The Bulls have a 7-6 lead here in the ninth inning. Low scores on that play, and again, Madris is out 7-5-6. And for the Aces, it'll be J.B. Bukauskas to face Tristan Gray with runners at first and second and one out. And now Durham 7 and Reno 6. As this game swings back and forth like a pendulum here in the ninth inning in Las Vegas. The 2022 AAA National Championship game is on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field, and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
J.B. Bukauskas, the new Aces pitcher. We are still in the top of the ninth inning. And J.B. Wendelken, who had been untouchable of late, had a shaky start, back-to-back walks, and then an RBI double, an intentional walk, and an RBI single. And the Bulls have 2 runs in the ninth and a 7-6 lead as that pitch from Bukauskas, a slider, misses for ball one. Bukauskas facing Tristan Gray, whose only hit came in the sixth. It was a single to right. Outside of that, he's flied out, grounded to first, and struck out swinging most recently. Here's the pitch, and it is off the outside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. So now when Bukauskas, beg your pardon, the other JB, from one to another, trying to hold the line at a one-run deficit for Reno. As day continues to fade into a Vegas night, here's the 2-0. And it is going to miss, 94 on that fastball, and 3 balls and no strikes. Outfield straight away. Two on either side of second. The shortstop, Alexander, shaded toward the middle. And the 3-0. And a swing and a fly ball driven high and deep to right. And you can forget about that. That is way gone. Beyond the Durham bullpen in right center. And a three-run shot on a 3-0 pitch by Tristan Gray. And the Durham Bulls, boy, have they risen from the ashes here in the ninth inning. And they lead it now 10-6. Gray cut loose on 3-0. And Gray, who had 33 homers during the regular season, the team leader far and away in that category, cracks a three-run shot to right center to give Durham a 10-6 lead here in the ninth inning. And what a stunning turn for Reno here in the top of the ninth.
Batting for 5 minutes. Number 5, Brett Wiseman.
That pitch from Bukauskas, 95, and it misses for ball one. The 1-0 is in for a strike at the knees, and it's one ball and one strike. So Durham puts up a five spot to this point here in the top of the ninth inning, and the Aces had been three outs away from a national title. The pitch swung on, and that's lifted to a left field. Moving to his left is Canzone, and he makes the catch for out number two. Two of those runs on the homer charge to J.B. Wendelken. And Wendelken allows four runs in a third of an inning. Here's the pitch, and it is off the outside, ball one. Wendelken walked to and issued an intentional free pass. And it did not record a strikeout. And a pitch is swung on and foul, tipped at the plate. And it's one ball and one strike. Well, these are the Tampa Bay Rays, are they not? I mean, you could see the Rays and that organizational philosophy just permeate what they have here at AAA, both in the makeup of the roster and the makeup of the team. Mentally, here's the 1-1. And a swing and a miss, and now 1-2. I talked with Jake Hager, who was drafted by the Rays out of high school, about coming up with Tampa. He said they are so pro as far as their player development, and it shows in moments like these. One ball and two strikes. And here's the pitch, and a swing and a bouncer foul wide of first. But Jake Hager had nothing but soaring compliments for how the Rays go about their business. And again, other teams have tried to figure out their secret sauce. Not many have succeeded. But you knew that Durham wasn't quite done when we went into the ninth inning. You just felt it in your bones. The 1-2 is outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. And maybe the Aces aren't done. This is a Reno team that has risen from the ashes many times going back to last year. Two balls and two strikes. And here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. And Bukauskas strikes out Witherspoon to end the inning. But the Bulls get more than what they came for. They get five runs as their fans rejoice in the top of the ninth inning. Five runs on three hits. The big one, the three-run homer by Tristan Gray, who had 33 during the regular season. There were no Aces errors and none left. So now it's the Aces who need to rise. As we go to the bottom of the ninth, Duzenac, Thomas, and Cintron are scheduled, and Dustin Knight will trot in from the bullpen. And we are back for the bottom of the ninth again with our score. The Bulls 10 and the Aces 6. The 2022 AAA National Championship game is on the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life It's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough. But spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Your midfielder, Reno, batting for Virginia. Number 9-1, St. Reno.
Last call for the Aces as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and it's Durham 10 and Reno 6. And the pitch to a pinch hitter, Juan Centeno, from Dustin Knight, a right-hander, is in for a called strike. So Centeno pinch hitting here for Camden Dusenac. Aces looking for a start. Obviously need a few base runners. That pitch is swung on and missed. 80 on that changeup from Knight. And it's nothing and two. Dusenac had been 0 for 3. Here's the pitch, and Centeno swings and misses, and he is quickly dispatched. Another changeup from Dustin Knight, originally a San Francisco Giants farmhand. And he takes over for Chris Muller, who went that to one inning, the eighth. He gave up the home run to Canzone, which at the time put Reno ahead 6-5, but Durham spiking 5 runs in the top of the ninth inning and put the Aces on the brink here of a loss in this championship game, as that swung on and missed and nothing and one to Alec Thomas. Dustin Knight with Durham, 48 appearances. He also made 6 appearances with the Rays this season. Here's the 0-1, and Thomas swings and nubs it foul back of the plate. And it's nothing and two. But with Durham, he's 4-4 with a 3.42 ERA, 12 of 15 in save chances. This is not a save chance. But this is Chris Muller's game to win, and he thought it might be his game to lose after giving up that Canzone homer. That swung on and missed. And down on strikes goes Thomas, and now Reno down to its final out here in the ninth inning. And the Durham fans who have made the trip, they are feeling it. And Giancarlo Cintron is 1 for 3. He singled his last time up. Fletcher would bat next if Cintron can extend this. The pitch is swung on and lifted to left field. This is at Madrid. He's there. He makes the catch. And the Durham Bulls are the 2022 AAA National Champions. And Dustin Knight does a backflip off the front slope of the mound. And the Bulls celebrate, mobbing each other on the right side of the infield, and the Durham bullpen sprints in. And with the Aces 3 outs away from this championship, the Bulls come up with 5 runs in the top of the ninth inning, and they win back-to-back AAA national titles. Again, last season they were awarded the title just by virtue of the best overall record. This game was not played, but it is their second consecutive AAA national title and the first team to win back-to-back AAA national titles since it was done by the Omaha Storm Chasers in 2013 and 2014. And for the Bulls, that is 5 AAA titles in the last 6 years, dating back to 2018. What a run for the Durham Bulls, who win the 2022 AAA national title. And they had to come from behind to do it. This was a gutsy win for Durham tonight. And for the Aces, the Pacific Coast League champions, they just came a few outs short of winning the whole thing The Aces had what they needed. They had a lead going into the ninth inning, and they had J.B. Wendelken on the mound, and just a tough day for J.B., and it happens sometimes with Wendelken just unable to find the strike zone there in the early going. Wendelken issued back-to-back walks to start that ninth inning, so it was on shaky ground, and then some good fortune for the Bulls on that to RBI double by Madris. They had the runner from third to home, Xavier Edwards, fall down, but a relay throw in hit the rubber on the mound and pinballed away. Otherwise, they would have had an out at the plate. That would have changed things. But it was not to be tonight for the Pacific Coast League champions, the Reno Aces, as they are defeated by the Durham Bulls. And the final score here, Durham 10 and Reno 6. Our final game totals. The Bulls, 10 runs on 13 hits and no errors. The Aces, 6 runs on 10 hits and no errors. The winning pitcher is Chris Muller, and for Muller, he is now 1-0 in the postseason. He thought he was going to be the losing pitcher after Canzone hit that stunning 450-foot blast on an 0-2 pitch off him in the eighth inning. But Muller got the next three batters in succession, and then his teammates picked him up big time in that top of the ninth inning. The losing pitcher, J.B. Wendelken, and Wendelken, who has been so good for Reno, ends his time with the Aces on a tough note, but a lot to be proud of for J.B. Wendelken this season, who had to take a tough assignment being optioned back to AAA, and Wendelken certainly made the best of it. And he really turned some heads in his time with Reno, and he was a true consummate pro, and he performed at the highest level. And tonight, again, just a little hiccup at the wrong time, but Wendelken 0-1, there was no save. The time of our game was 2 hours and 46 minutes. We paid attendance 6,497. Here at Las Vegas Ballpark. And congratulations to Bly Madris, the Las Vegas native. And what a homecoming for him. Madris winning the MVP award, returning to his hometown from across the country in Durham. And he gets to celebrate not only with his teammates, but with friends and family tonight here in Vegas. Again, our final score, the Durham Bulls 10, the Reno Aces 6. The Durham Bulls win the 2022 AAA national title. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will have a post-game wrap for you coming up next. Again, our final score, the Bulls 10 and the Aces 6 in the post-game next on the Aces Digital Network.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub. With sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be, handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients, dough made fresh daily, and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Welcome back inside Las Vegas Ballpark here in downtown Summerlin. Zach Beirutti, so glad to have been with you, not just tonight, but to all season. And the Reno Aces, what a year. Pacific Coast League champions, and that in and of itself, a lot to be proud of. The Aces were three outs away from winning the whole thing in what was a hell of a ball game tonight. This was a terrific game and had everything you could want except for a win if you're on the Reno side, as the Durham Bulls with five runs in the top of the ninth inning come back to stun the Aces, who took a 6-5 lead into the ninth inning, and Durham with those five runs more than enough to earn a 10-6 win. And let's get you started with our final game totals. The Durham Bulls, 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors. They left six stranded. The Reno Aces, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They stranded 5. The winning pitcher, Chris Muller, who gave up that home run to Dominic Canzone in the 8th inning. It looked for a time like Muller might be the losing pitcher, but his teammates again pick him up and he gets the win. He's now 1-0 in the postseason. The losing pitcher, J.B. Wendelken, who had been just so, so good. Wendelken, the second longest consecutive scoreless appearance streak in the PCL behind his teammate, Mitchell Stumpo. Wendelken had a 16-game scoreless streak that he took with him to the mound in that ninth inning. It just was not to be tonight. But Wendelken was an awesome performer for this Aces club late in the season. He is now 0-1, I beg your pardon. There was no save in a game that took 2 hours and 46 minutes. And the paid attendance, 6,497, as they watch the Durham Bulls jump up and down and hoist the AAA championship trophy on the mound here at Las Vegas Ballpark. And for the Aces, this is just their 6th loss this season at this ballpark in a venue where they played 20 games. The Aces opened their season here back on April the 5th, and what a journey it's been to October 2nd. But Reno coming up short tonight, 10-6. Let's get you started with the scoring summary here. And in the first inning, it was Durham jumping on the board. The Bulls took a 4-0 lead in this one. In the first inning, Luke Raley would reach on a fielder's choice. And then with two outs, Rene Pinto, an RBI double to left. And that scored Raley and gave Durham a 1-0 lead. The Bulls would add to that lead in the second inning. They got 3 runs on 3 hits. And this is with Danny Olivero on the mound. Olivero gave up a leadoff single to Ruben Cardenas. And then Grant Witherspoon walked. And after Jim Haley struck out looking, Xavier Edwards, an RBI double, and then two batters later with two outs, Bly Madris, the MVP of this game, shot one off the glove of Seth Beer, who had a diving attempt toward the first base line, and the ball caromed off of Beer's glove and into right field foul territory, allowing 2 runs to score. And that made it a 4-0 Bulls lead. At that point, Olivero was lifted, and Edwin Uceta was brought in. Uceta walked Luke Raley, the first batter that he faced, and then struck out Rene Pinto, and that strikeout kicked off a stretch of 8 in a row, retired by Edwin, who had my vote for MVP. If the Aces had won this game, that's the guy I voted for. They let us vote, and even though Canzone hit that home run in the 8th inning, Eddie Uceta was going to get my vote because he went 4 1/3 scoreless in a spot where the Aces needed to hold the line. And Uceta gave up just 2 hits, and after each of those hits, he induced a double play. 1 walk and 5 strikeouts for Uceta. And in the meantime, the Aces offense got going. In the second inning, Blaze Alexander, a leadoff double. 2 batters later, Jose Herrera with an RBI single to left, and that scored Alexander and made it 4-1, and the Aces were on the board. That was a big hit, obviously, for Herrera, because the Aces were up against Taj Bradley, the top prospect for the Rays, and he looked like he was dealing early. But they nicked him in the second inning with that single by Herrera, and then 2 batters later, Alec Thomas, on a two-out, two-strike pitch would launch a home run into the bullpen and right, a two-run shot to make it a 4-3 Durham lead. So from 4-0 to 4-3, and the Aces were back in business at that point. And then the Aces took the lead in the third, and they chased Bradley from the game. Leandro Cedeno and Dominic Canzone back-to-back singles to start the inning. And after Blaze Alexander struck out swinging, Seth Beer with an RBI single, that tied the game at 4. And that was the end of the line for Taj Bradley. In came Yanni Chirinos, who could have also been the MVP of this game. As now Durham's going to go jump in the pool. That's a tradition the Aces started, we should make known, on Friday when they beat El Paso. But Chirinos came in the game, and Yanni Chirinos was awesome for Durham. Facing a very potent Aces lineup, Chirinos would retire the first 12 batters that he faced, and he did not get a strikeout in that span. That was all balls put in play. So Chirinos really settled down what was a brimming Aces offense. And Chirinos would give up back-to-back singles with one out in the seventh, but then get a 5-4-3 double play off the bat of Cedeno to end that seventh inning. And that double play came in a spot after the Bulls had tied it. And we didn't mean to miss that in the top of the seventh inning. Blake Rogers came on in relief of Edwin Huseta. Rogers would, with one out, give up a single to Xavier Edwards and then a single to Josh Lowe. And at that point, he was lifted for Tyler Holton, and Holton is a big part. You're not going to hear any noise from the ballpark anymore. They cut the crowd mic for us, but Holton would give up an RBI single to Bly Madris, and that tied the game at 5 apiece. And Bly Madris, again, the MVP of this game, 4-for-5 tonight with 4 runs batted in. So we were tied at 5, and then, as I mentioned, in the bottom of the 7th, the Aces had a chance to get the lead right back. They had runners at the corners with one out, but Yanni Chirinos, who was so tough tonight, got Cedeno to ground into a inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. Cedeno in a spot where he just needed to put the ball in play. You would figure to get that to lead back for Reno. He put the ball in play, but right to the third baseman, Haley, and they turned the twin killing. So tied at 5 until we got to the bottom of the 8th inning, and after a scoreless top of the 8th by Mitchell Stumpo, we go to the bottom of the 8th inning, and it was Chris Muller in to face Dominic Canzone. And on an 0-2 pitch, Dominic Canzone, I guess, fittingly ends his season by hitting a 450-foot missile out to right field. And he knew it. He was pumped up after he hit it, and the Aces had a 6-5 lead. And it looked like maybe that would be the difference in the ballgame. But give credit to Muller. He retired the next 3 batters in a row, and that kept Durham just 1 run behind. And as we went to the 9th inning, I mentioned J.B. Wendelken, 16 consecutive scoreless appearances. He came on for the 9th inning, and he threw 8 straight out of the zone to walk the first 2 hitters, Xavier Edwards and Josh Lowe. And that's not a hallmark of J.B. Wendelken at all. It was just a spot where he couldn't find the zone, and unfortunately for Wendelken, it was the wrong spot to have that happen. Bly Madris came up, and this was a weird, crazy play with the first and second and nobody out. The Aces caught a big break. And then both teams ended up catching a break, as it turned out. Madris almost hit one out, and he hit it just about 3/4 of the way up the wall. It was fielded by Alec Thomas, who played it in. And on the relay in, the ball hit the back of the mound, and that was significant because the runner, the lead runner, Xavier Edwards, who held up at second base trying to get a read on that, had a late break off a second, and he was in tandem with Josh Lowe. Lowe had to be held at third, and then Edwards was looking back to make sure the coast was clear. His helmet came off, and he tripped on his helmet in third base foul territory, fell on his face halfway down the line, and then that throw came in, and he would have been dead to rights had the throw not caromed and pinballed off the mound. Just a tough, tough break there for the Aces, who obviously would have had a break with the Edwards falling down if they had gotten him out at the plate. But I guess those breaks canceled each other out, and Edwards scored, as he should have on that play in the first place. And that would tie the game at 6. And then they intentionally walked Luke Raley. And then an RBI single by Rene Pinto with the infield in. And Pinto's RBI single gave Durham a 7-6 lead. And out went Wendelken. In came J.B. Bukauskas, who fell behind Tristan Gray 3-0. And Gray, who led the team with 33 home runs this season, decided to cut loose on 3-0, and he did not miss. He crushed one atop the party deck out in right field where the pool sits. It's the bar, I should say, out in right center field, right next to the pool. It's the pool bar And Tristan Gray visited that before his teammates just did after sprinting out to the water there. But that three-run homer was the icing on the cake, and that gave Durham a 10-6 lead. When Delkin bore most of the brunt of the damage, he went a third of an inning and gave up four runs on two hits. He walked two, including an intentional free pass. Did not record a strikeout. J.B. Bukauskas, two-thirds of an inning. He allowed one run on that one hit, the three-run homer by Gray, and again, two of those three runs charged to Wendelkin's ledger and two charged to Bukauskas. And then no sweat for the Bulls in the ninth. A 1-2-3 ninth worked by Dustin Knight, and he struck out Juan Centeno, a pinch hitter, and Alec Thomas before getting Giancarlo Cintron to fly out to left. And that is how it went down tonight here in Vegas as the Durham Bulls, your 2022 AAA National Champions. They defeat Reno in thrilling fashion tonight for them, 10-6. Our final totals, again, Durham 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors. They left six stranded. Reno 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 5. The winning pitcher, Chris Muller, he's now 1-0. The losing pitcher, J.B. Wendelkin, who's now 0-1. And there was no save in a game that took 2 hours and 46 minutes, and the paid attendance, 6,497 here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Shout-out to the Las Vegas Aviators. They did a fantastic job with this event this weekend. It is a ballpark and a setup meant for hosting these types of championships. So they did just a great job. Everybody who came out had a great time, and the Aviators staff, especially the staff up here in the press box, Matt Neverett and Jim Gemma and everybody, Russ Langer, for allowing me to use the booth that is usually his on Friday. Thanks to the Aviators for being first class this weekend. Obviously, the offseason's coming. This is usually where I remind you what is to come, and it is going to be a game on March 31st, 2023. That's the next time you will have ace ball, and it's the Aces and the Las Vegas Aviators at Greater Nevada Field on March 31st. Tickets and memberships are available now at RenoAces.com. Just make sure you bring a parka and a beanie to that game on March 31st, because it could be a little bit colder than what we have now. But what a ride for the Aces, and so fitting that it ends here in Las Vegas. Again, this season started back on April 5th, which seems like simultaneously an eternity ago, and it also feels like it was just yesterday. It was a 3-2 Vegas win, and as it turned out, that was one of just six losses the Aces had at this ballpark this year. An incredible run here at Las Vegas Ballpark for Reno. Six losses. And they really dominated here, 14-4 coming into this playoff. So actually it was five losses here for the Aces in 2022, if you count this, not six but five. And this place was magic for Reno. And funny enough, the Aces had the same two hitters at the top and bottom of the order on April 5th, Alec Thomas and Camden Dusenak, that they had here nearly six months later on October 2nd. Both Thomas and Dusenak were at the top and bottom, respectively, of the order. So, in many ways, full circle. And for the 2022 Reno Aces, so much to be proud of. This was the greatest season in franchise history, on and off the field. The Aces, if you include the game they won for the PCL title on Friday, 86 wins, 86-64 overall, if you include the two playoff games. More wins than any other edition of the Aces in franchise history, dating back to 2009. And again, a PCL title, that is nothing to sneeze at, and the Aces will be very proud to bring that title back to Greater Nevada Field. But again, not meant to be tonight, as Reno falls in this national championship game to the Durham Bulls by a final of 10-6. And that will about do it for us and for me. And before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. I do sincerely hope you have enjoyed each and every one of our broadcasts as much as from the bottom of my heart I have enjoyed bringing them to you. Would also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff. They really, really work so hard both during the season and now into the off season to build out events, not only for you to attend, but for the city of Reno to be proud of. And they really take a lot of pride in that, and they work really hard at it. So thanks so much to the Aces front office staff. And if I may, a special thanks to Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side, and to A.J. Grimm and Chase Groden run the social media. And Blake O'Brien was here tonight, and he is so talented with the videos that get put out. And just a cast of many that make everything first class. And for everybody involved in bringing you Reno Aces baseball. I'm Zach Beirutti saying so long from Las Vegas Ballpark. And I want to say one more thing. I want to thank my wife, Megan, and my daughter, Nora, for letting me be away. And my wife and I are due for a child this week, our second. And it was hard to be away and harder for her to have me away. So I love you, babe. And my baby girl, I'm coming home tomorrow, so I'm excited to see you all. And one more time, this is Zach Beirutti saying so long from Las Vegas Ballpark here in downtown Summerlin. Again, our final score, the Durham Bulls 10 and the Reno Aces 6. And a reminder that life is a journey. Enjoy every second of it. And so long from Vegas.